This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
Now you Warning. The following program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
You have tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music dear to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
Houston, Galveston, and the world. Happy VD.
Mm,
oh, wait, I'm sorry. Hold on. Oh, day. Oh, the AY was on the backside of the sheet. Oh. I'm sorry.
I didn't get a VD.
Oh, come on, it's the gift that keeps giving.
Mm, I'll pass, thanks.
Oh.
Been there, done that. Thank God they had a pill.
I got candy instead.
I didn't get any candy from you.
You were in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Obviously.
And you are...
Now, Devin gave me candy.
Oh, yes. Devin, that's...
Anyway,
you are...
My name is Chris Harrison. I'll be your co-executive producer for this evening.
And I'm Jimmy Carper. I'm the other one.
And the guy sitting to his left is Wes Laverne, the intern.
Ta-da!
Yay! Oh,
God, that almost rhymed.
Thank God we've got him.
It's so twisted.
Is that a blessing or a curse?
No.
But the way you said that, it kind of rhymed, and it was kind of scary there for a moment.
Oh, sorry.
We said Wes Laverne, the intern.
Yeah. I know, yeah.
My God, we started sounding top 40 station-ish.
Did you practice that?
No, I didn't, actually.
Oh.
I'm flying by the seat of my pants.
So to speak.
Well, I could have left those at home.
Oh.
Yeah. Has anyone warned the rookie out there about second appearance nude radio yet?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And unfortunately, since the Mighty Morphin Power Ranger.
Oh, that one. Okay.
Mm.
He's definitely a show virgin.
Mm. We'll take care of that. Okay. So, how was your Valentine's Day? Chris?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully refuse to answer on the grounds that might incriminate me against the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution.
And yes, and I already know that story. And I'm the counsel that advised him to shut up.
I got taken out to dinner last night.
Did you know?
Yeah.
Cool.
In 30 years, it's never happened. I don't know what's going on.
Uh-oh.
He got that coupon from Denny's, didn't he?
I thought it was Luby's.
That's, well, yeah, Luby's had the half price there.
It was Cam's over on Montrose.
Oh, cool.
I love the place.
Well,
weird. I don't know.
My Valentine's was actually kind of cool.
Yeah?
Like I said before the show, Sean and I have been hanging out this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And we slept in because he's been hanging out at my house this weekend. So we slept in and about 1 o'clock we left my place and went to the Houston Zoo. Spent about 3.5 hours there.
Don't say it, Chris. Do not say it.
Okay. Yes, we did see the bears too. But
Sean at the zoo, you know, it's too easy.
Well, Sean's easy. What do you expect? But at any rate, so we had a great time.
Okay.
Walked around the zoo. Like a quarter of the zoo's blocked off because they're renovating a lot of the exhibits and stuff like that. But really nice day, even though it was very overcast. We had a great time.
You know, years ago, I met a guy, and our first date, he took me to the zoo, and it was really fun.
Yeah, it was. We had a lot of fun. Sean had his digital camera with him, so we got lots of pictures of the different animals and stuff like that, and just had a great time.
Nice.
Had a little lunch while we were there.
And who did you do for... So what did you do for Valentine's Day?
I took my lover to the airport.
I think you had it right the first time.
And then I drove directly to an ABS. And spent the afternoon and evening.
And late evening.
Yeah. And here I am.
Technically early morning because it hit midnight. And
I was home before midnight.
We can verify that.
Yes.
We can go pull the security tapes.
No, Judy.
He's got a prison matron there.
That too.
Yeah. Yeah, Judy can vouch for me. Anyway...
That's a sad commentary on your life.
Have you flipped the cushions lately?
When you said that, you know, Judy can verify for you.
Yeah, I know.
Oops.
Ouch.
I didn't do that.
No. You broke it. I watched you.
No, I think it snapped.
I'm telling the guys.
Maybe that's why the rubber band is around there. Anyway. Anyway, on tonight's show... Hey. On tonight's show, we would normally have the Royal Sovereign, the Empire of the Royal Sovereign and Imperial Court of the Single Star. However, I seriously doubt they're going to be here because tonight was investiture over at the Brazos River Bottom, the BRB, 2400 Brazos.
So you're saying that you're inebriated?
No, well, this is where the new emperor and empress named their court. The dukes and duchesses and...
It's a long-winded affair.
It's a formal affair, you know, gowns and big hair and big jewels and...
Lots of alcohol.
Oh, incredible amounts of alcohol, yes. So, I don't know who they chose. I didn't get to go.
You were too busy.
Well, it started early, and I couldn't have made it. It started at 3:00. With a reception.
Was that when you had to drop off your husband?
Yes.
Okay.
So I was at 3 o'clock, I was at Intercontinental.
You were over by my
house. I refused to call it that new name. Intercontinental.
You were over by my house, but I wasn't there at the time. I was at the zoo at that time.
Well, we just switched places, didn't we?
Yeah, basically.
So, I'm anxious. We'll probably get that information this week.
We'll be able to announce it next week.
Be able to announce it, yes. Yes, I would love to.
And in the meantime, we'll say congratulations to everybody, even though we don't know who it is.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So then, since they're not going to be here, we'll probably get our featured group on. It's Leather Night. It's Leather Ties.
And the men are here.
Yeah.
Looking sexier than
ever. Robert Tichy. And... he's got lots of guests.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, he's got Whips and
Woo!
Yeah, and a couple other folks.
How about some chains?
Buzz is there here, so...
Does he have chains with him? I'm sorry. Did I bring out my other personality again?
I'll bet he's got something like that in the car, I'm sure.
And here I left all my stuff at home.
Yeah, so anyway, there was the investiture tonight. And we've been talking about the Tony's Corner Divas. And that on Wednesday, they had that show, and then it morphed into Divas and Dudes.
Oh, okay.
And I got an email early this week, and I wasn't able to make it because Stanley was in town. But Wednesday was the last night for Diva and Dudes.
Really?
I don't know what the deal is. So, we'll have to find out what happened to that and see what they're doing on Wednesday night over at Tony's instead.
Okay.
So, that's not good news. A couple of things. I want to talk about Spry.
Spry is
happening over at seniors preparing for their rainbow years. And this is a group for folks 60 and over. So, naturally, I'd be the one to talk about it, right?
Well, we know you were around when the dinosaurs were.
See?
You probably taught them a few things.
Yeah. Anyway, Spry is a great, great organization. They've got lots of things for folks to do, especially if you're retired, because they do a lot of things during the day. For instance, every Thursday from 1 to 4 p.m., it's what they call the drop-in center on the first floor of the Montrose Counseling Center, the first floor being the GLBT Cultural Center, the entire floor. That's where GCAM has their office.
Mm-hmm.
There will be coffee and opportunities to socialize with one another.
You know, I haven't been over to the GLCC. I'm going to have to go.
Really?
The entire time since I've been back in Houston.
Wow.
I was born here.
Mm-hmm.
Moved out of state for 13 years because I was in the Navy.
Yeah.
Came back, and I still haven't been to the GLCC. One of these days, since I'm on vacation, since I'm still on vacation, on Monday maybe I'll swing by there.
You need to do that. It's located at 401 Brainard. That's deep in the Montrose.
As if we're not already.
I know. It's between Lower Richmond and Lower West Alabama. So it's easy to find. It's just kind of tucked into a residential area.
Okay.
It's where the old fitness center used to be. It's kind of a four-story building. It's really, really nice. Really nice. And GCAM has an incredible amount of artwork and memorabilia on the walls of the cultural center, that first floor.
You've been saying a lot about that.
Yeah, lately. Yeah. So. And we have plans to add more.
So I think I'll go visit. And if anybody out there hasn't been in.
Yeah.
Get your tails out there and check it out.
You bet.
GLCC is a great thing for the community.
Other things that are going on with Spry on Thursday, February the 19th from 1 to 3 p.m. is Movie Thursday. And on the 19th, you're going to be showing Desert Hearts. Saturday, February the 28th, Houston Rodeo. They're going to get a group together and all go to the rodeo on the 28th.
Nice.
So that's kind of a few things that they're doing. And you've got a couple of things.
Yeah. It looks like the Bering Support Network has a group going on called the Lunch Bunch. They get together at 11 a.m. on Tuesdays and then go somewhere for lunch around 12 noon. Great place to talk about things associated with HIV or even life issues, good or bad.
Yeah.
This provides a venue to make new friends of like situations. Their location's at the Bering Methodist Church upstairs in the library. They're located at 1400 Hawthorne. The entrance is on the right side of the building, next door to the dental clinic. Yeah.
Yeah.
If the door is locked, press the intercom button and tell them you're coming to the Lunch Bunch.
Cool.
So that sounds like a great thing to
yes,
go.
Yes, it is. It's fun.
Go and hang out. Have you been with them?
No, I have not, but I have lots of friends who have.
All right.
I need to get my butt over there. You know, it's for HIV-positive people.
I hope you take your whole body with you.
Well, that too, yeah. If I just take my butt, you know, there's just
This tiny somebody's, little thing.
Somebody might take advantage of it.
Fat chance.
Ooh, Motown review.
Oh, yeah. Gemini Empress II, Ginger Vitus, with special guests MCs, is doing the Motown review on Friday, February the 20th at EJ's at 9 p.m. All community entertainers are welcome. Motown music only, please.
That is the Imperial Court of Houston, Space City Empire, putting that on.
And this is a fundraiser for ICOH Reign 7. Proceeds benefiting the PWA Holiday Charities and the Lexi Bowen Community Fund.
Yeah.
So that's a great thing.
The Lexi Bowen Community Fund is money that's set aside for people who are down on their luck for whatever reason, who are not HIV positive.
And that's a wonderful thing, because I know that from my past experiences, not living in Florida in the gay community out there, there are those of us in the gay community that are not inflicted with any diseases of any kind, and that are down on their luck and do need the help.
Yeah,
and I've had several friends.
Yeah. No, that's...
How the hell did that hand get up there? Oh,
I don't know. But it's a kind of a sad thing, because it's like I had one really good friend that was part of... because I was part of the gay men's chorus in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And I have one friend that was part of the chorus. And we as a chorus came together, and sometimes we would subsidize his membership dues, or we'd pull together a few of us and pay his dues for him.
Mm-hmm.
Just so he could be with the group and everything. And
I get it.
We took care of him.
Yeah.
He didn't live in the greatest of situations, but at least he had a roof over his head. And we did what we could to help him out.
Good.
So it's good
There's so many things for HIV positive people.
Yeah.
But there's not much out there if you're not.
Yeah. So it's great to hear that Houston has this for our fellow brothers and sisters out there that need the help.
And so, if you are interested, or if you have needs, I guess you go to the website.
Cult45s.org.
No.
No, that's Lexi Bowen.
I'm sorry. Lexi Bowen. I'm sorry.
Lexi Bowen. So you would go to Imperial Court of Houston, ICOH.
SpaceCityEmpire.org.
.org.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I didn't realize you had flipped the sheet.
No.
You won't believe this. There's people out there that actually want to listen to the show in the lobby.
What?
Yeah, I know. And since...
they must be new.
And since... they only knew how to turn down the radio out in the lobby, so I had to go out there and help them turn it up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. They weren't familiar with fiddling the knob the other way.
No.
There's a first.
Oh, my God.
8-Track Mind.
This is also an ICOH.
ICOCH. The Space City Empire Reign 7 fundraiser for PWA Holiday Charities. It's a show featuring songs from the days of 8-Track and before.
Oh, my God.
And surprisingly enough, I remember those days.
Oh, my... Really?
Yes.
You must have been tiny.
Well, growing up, Mom had a stereo system that had LP, 8-Track, and cassette on it.
Whoa. Woo!
My parents still have a stereo like that in their bedroom.
Oh.
My great grandmother. And wow. I would not be surprised to find out that she still has this, but it's an old time stereo system where you actually have to flip open a lid. And where you can
put it. Looks like a console?
Kinda like that. It looks like I want to say like an armoire sitting on one wall.
Yeah.
But you flip open this top, and inside of there you have the radio, and then you have an 8-track player and an LP player. There's no cassette player on it.
Oh.
So that's it. And it's like every time I see this thing, I'm like, holy crap.
Is it the kind where you put the records on the spindle and they kind of hang in midair, and then, you know, as they play, then it flips down the next
one? And that was on my mom's old stereo. I don't know if she still has that thing. It's in if she does, it's in storage right now.
Whew.
But
you realize that anyone under 25 has no idea what we're talking about.
Which would include about half of the people sitting out in the... of the room. But 8-Track Mind is happening on Sunday, February the 21st, 2009 at 8 p.m. over at Tony's Corner Pocket.
Ooh, 817 West Dallas.
This is hosted by Stephen Bunch, candidate for Mr. BRB 2009.
Cool.
Cool.
So
that's something. He's so off the wall. That's something he would. Yeah,
you know, I might have to actually go check that one out.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. There's going to be all kinds of really tasty
songs. Since we'll be talking about that up until then, I'll remember to go check that out.
Okay.
Embracing Our Differences, The Role of Gender in Relationships, presented by Pat Love, on February the 27th, 2009, from 7 to 8:30 p.m. This is a free session and open to the public. However, we appreciate tax-deductible donations. This is happening at Mankind Center at 6950 West 43rd Street. As long as we see different as deficient, no one will have the respect he or she deserves, nor will we have a deep, meaningful relationship. Come and explore the differences between and among men, women, and sexual diversity. So,
cool. Okay. Chris, what have you got, dear?
I had to put this up on the screen for the one story that's coming up here.
So. Oh.
Uh-oh. You would.
I had to.
It's what every
lesbian needs.
Baseballs, softballs.
Two balls.
I see.
And he's got them on the screen.
Yes.
Big as life and yellow.
And it's collegiate leather.
It says Rawlings on it.
Okay.
J.K. Rawlings?
The Assisters. A little more wrinkled. The Assisters' fourth annual Assisters softball tournament on March 7th at Memorial Park Fields 4 and 5 competitive tournament. It's 200 a team, 10 team limit, no more than 15 on the roster. You must be 18 and over. ASA umpires for C Division and a GAAA guidelines enforced. Award ceremonies immediately following the championship game. You're guaranteed two games in the round robin. Each team must bring two 12-inch ASA-approved balls.
Size queens.
The lesbians are required to bring two balls.
12-inch balls. That must be the circumference.
That's why I pulled it up here, because that's what I wanted to see. I wanted to see a 12-inch ball, and not having, and I didn't want to go to X-Tube to see that.
It's not the radius, it's the circumference.
And
I don't see where it says. I mean,
did we have enough acronyms in that one?
The NAGAAA. And ASA, American
Softball. If you do softball, you know what that is.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if we had enough acronyms.
So it's official 12-inch, and so lesbians can go out and get yellow balls with red stitches.
Mm. I've heard of blue balls, but never yellow.
And they're covered in polyurethane. That's definitely next to order.
Okay.
For more information on that, you can go to assisters.org. Registration deadline is March 2nd. Mark your calendars for the Mr. Miss Ms. Montrose pageant on Saturday, March 28th, 2009, at EJ's Bar and Grill, 2517 Ralph Street at 8 p.m. Contact Jeff or Rose for more information.
You didn't reprint that one yet?
Mm-mm. Oh, you have to do witches.
Oh, that's right, next week. Leather Live, a live performance show honoring our fetishes on February 21st, 10 p.m. at the Ripcord. It's being hosted by Woodja, candidate for Mr. Prime Choice 2009-2010, benefiting the PWA Holiday Charities Working Fund and the Lady Victoria Lust PWA Campouts.
Where is it?
The Ripcord.
Okay. What time?
10 p.m.
Next Friday, Saturday?
Saturday.
Good. Okay.
The Mr. Prime Choice event will be held on Saturday, April 25th at the Ripcord at 9 p.m. Prime Choice candidates are 40 years of age or older, have had an entry fee, provided a tape, DVD, fantasy, which will be shown at the event.
Non-porn.
Damn it.
I guess it's too late to apply, so.
Oh, it is?
I don't know. Is it?
I think it says on there. It shouldn't be.
The thing isn't until April.
Well, if you want to, you can go to pwaholidaycharities.org and you can download the
all the information.
Okay, so the entry fee, fantasy video, and charity funds must be turned by April 24th, so you still have time.
Plenty of time.
Yeah, you got plenty of time, but non-porn.
For more information, application can be picked up at the Ripcord Blackhawk Leather or download it from the PWA Holiday Charities website at pwaholidaycharities.org.
It can be kind of subtle porn. You just can't show stuff.
No porn, it says. Not even subtle porn.
Really?
Yeah. No total nude or sex acts, please.
Oh, what fun is that?
They're trying to be tasteful here, Jimmy.
Oh. Okay.
We know you like taste.
At the Ripcord?
We know you like taste, but not that kind of taste.
Members of the Kindred Spirits Foundation have announced a new event in keeping with the group's mission of having fun while raising valuable funds for the Houston gay lesbian community. The Kindred Spirits 2009 Charity Golf Tournament and Dinner is scheduled for Saturday, April 25th at 1:30 at the Bear Creek Masters Golf Course, 16001 Clay Road, out in way west
right,
Houston.
Right, it's way out, yeah.
Woo!
As far as I live, it's Highway 6.
Almost that's what I mean.
What are you trying to say about that? Because I live way out north.
I live in Montrose, okay?
Yeah, I know. You had to stop and take a rest after coming back from the airport.
Yes.
It got lost.
Well, then I
no,
got
I knew exactly where I was.
I bet you did.
Mm-hmm. BJ's. That's the name of the place.
You got to the fork in the road and
decided to stay there for a little while.
For more information, go to kindredspiritshouston.org to find out about the Kindred Spirits 2009 Charity Golf Tournament and Dinner, which, like I said, is Saturday, April 25th at 1:30. Oh, what a coincidence. Bring more balls.
Ooh.
You just love those ones with balls, don't you?
They don't require the 12-inch balls, but, you know.
I'd like to see that video.
Size queen.
Okay, enough of this. Isn't it time for leather ties?
Apparently, but
don't we have a song for them first?
Let's go to this, and we'll be back with leather ties.
Okay.
It's a state of mind.
His mother's love, John's mother, Valentine. 2 minutes, compose a sham, and I hear voices like Abraham. This is your papa. This is your mama in Valentine.
Valentine, this is your mama calling back into the bless this miracle. God bless eternity. God bless you and me.
Good evening. Welcome to Leather Ties. I'm your host, Daddy Bear Robert, and I'm joined tonight with Whip Society. Baby Bear's here, and I would like to introduce my new co-host, Master Buzz Lawson. Master
Hello.
Buzz. And Whips, we have Elizabeth and Eva. They brought a guest along. Please introduce yourself.
I'm Nicole.
Hello, Nicole. Welcome.
Thank you.
We promise to make this as painless as possible. The song you just heard was called Mother Valentine. That's by a group called Wolfgang Press. It's off their album Queer. The entire album is pretty queer, but they do some great songs off that album. We are going to be talking about some more gay history and leather history. And we're going to be talking about some Louis Weekend and what Whips is doing for Louis Weekend this year, because we're going to be doing something real special for Louis this year. And Baby Bear's writing some secret messages, so happy VD Day to everybody out there.
VD, VD.
Welcome, Elizabeth. Welcome, Eva.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robert.
Bye. Thank you.
Last month, we started with gay history and leather history, going all the way back from erotic homosexual cave paintings from 5000 BC up to 1959. So tonight we're just going to keep that part of this segment short and go from 1960 to 1969, because 69ing is always fun, right?
Absolutely.
79 was too.
79, well, yeah. That's what, when you became street legal and you could go bar hopping, right?
Okay. No.
No, but you were bar hopping anyway, weren't you?
Exactly.
Yeah. I would say, let's start, well, with the first thing here. 1960, on March 16th, the Gold Coast was Chicago's first leather bar. It opened in 1958, and in 1960, it seems Chuck Renslow and his associates bought the bar. Chuck Renslow's kind of become an icon in the leather community.
He actually owns IML.
Yes.
Which started as a small leather contest at the Gold Coast.
Uh-huh. And it's grown into what we call IML.
It's international.
International, yes.
Yeah, former contestant.
I would love to, yeah. Master Buzz is a former contestant of International Mr. Leather. He was Mr. Master of Leather, Houston.
2002.
1960, let's see. That one's boring. It's about a leather bar that opened and closed. Boring. The owners in San Francisco in the spring of 1960, the owners of San Francisco gay bars decided to revolt against policy payoffs.
Police payoffs.
Police payoffs. And I forget what they called it. They called it the gay andals or something like that, the gay scandals. Yeah, what did I say? Policy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, police, policy.
Yeah,
well, it was policy.
Last show, we have a fact checker who may be listening.
Yeah, and just for you, the Frenchophobe, the Frenchophile, I should say, I brought some French music for you. It is in French. I hope you speak it. And if you don't, je ne sais pas pourquoi. So.
Did you just call me dirty names?
No, that wasn't a dirty name. No, that was just a phrase. Never mind. If you speak French, enjoy what I said. It makes no sense unless you heard last month's program.
Somebody in the control room understood it.
Okay. Jimmy probably. He knows all the dirty words in French. But there was no dirty word. There's no cuss word in that. Trust me.
No FCC violation.
No FCC violation. So we won't have the policy police policy people coming down on us. The radio police. Yeah, that's it. In 1960, the publication of Christ and the Homosexual by Robert Wood, which basically had very accurate descriptions of SM parties in New York City from the early 50s. That I would love to know what they did back in the 50s.
Well, pick up a copy of the book.
I don't even know if it's even still in print. You probably have to go to... I don't know. Where would you go to find all these old books?
Amazon?
I mean, some of these books have actually
Amazon
survived.
Amazon might be a good idea.
Some of these old books from the 50s and 60s have survived. I mean, like Clockwork Orange, that's become a classic. That came out in, 63, I think.
What was the title of the book again?
Christ and the Homosexual.
Christ and the Homosexual.
I doubt seriously you will find it at a yard sale.
No.
No.
I mean, I have a book from 1965 called Tops, Bottoms, and Side Pockets, and it's the first edition print by Robin Versace. That's a bizarre book. The Warlocks in 1960, the Warlocks Motorcycle Club formed in California and in San Francisco. Did they have brother chapters, I guess?
Not that I'm aware of.
I need to look that up. Oh, I'm sorry. The Warlocks Motorcycle Club and the California Motor Club. The two different clubs.
Both formed in Southern California.
Yes. I think one formed... Warlocks formed in L.A., didn't they? And the California Motorcycle Club formed in San Francisco.
I don't know. This page got cut off, and I don't have the last
Well, please,
inch.
You were alive back then.
I was 4 years old. Oh,
yeah.
God, now everybody knows how old I am.
Well, we already know you were old.
I could have stayed home with my dog.
4 years old, dog years.
You can get Christ and the Homosexual actually on Amazon.com.
You can still find it?
Yeah,
go to Amazon.com.
See?
Limited availability, but they've got like 71 books there.
Oh, excellent.
I'm sure
good.
You can buy used ones.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's some other book titles you may want to get that I've got on here. 1960, somebody who's very famous in the leather community. He's known as the leather maker, D.L. Sterling. He made his first pair of motorcycle chaps. That's exciting, isn't it? But he's also the person who's kind of responsible for retooling a lot of ancient styles and retooling them for a modern world. He kind of came up with... modifying the chaps that we know of today, leather vests, creating collars and things like that. He took all of the gear that we call, you know, DS gear from a lot of the ancient times, which you're aware of, Buzz.
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Good, fine. Alzheimer's has set in already.
Well, since he's older than dirt.
Well, yeah.
It's Mad Cow.
Mad Cow. Moo. So... a lot of the leather gear and fetish wear that we have was pretty much thought up and developed by D.L. Sterling. So he's another one of those icons right up there with Chuck Renslow when it comes to the leather world. And I think we'll skip that, the toolbox. In San Francisco, everybody knows about the toolbox, I think. But the interesting thing about the toolbox is when the bar opened in 1961, there was a mural created by Arnett, which became famous because Life magazine actually went in the bar and took photos of this bar for an article that they did. And so that's pretty much what put Arnett on the map and made him a very famous gay artist, gay painter.
It was in Life magazine.
Yeah, it was in Life magazine. Find that from 1961. I bet you can't find that on Amazon, can you?
Right.
eBay.
You know, you probably could. eBay. eBay.
eBay.
Oh, that's right. They called them the Gayola scandals, the payoff scandals with the police. They call them the Gayola scandals. Anyway, the first real gay movie came out, 1961, Victim. It was a British movie, obviously. Movies like that didn't happen in America until somebody else did it first. Dirk.
You wanted to say it.
Yeah, I had. Dirk Bogarde played a closeted homosexual, and it's a plot about gay blackmail and suicide. Of course, you know, back then, gays always had to kill themselves at the end of the movie.
Don't Bogarde that what?
Don't Bogarde that Dirk. I mean,
Oh. Yeah.
At least I didn't say the other D word. What was that movie with Shirley MacLaine where she was like, the whole thing was a veiled lesbian movie? Shirley MacLaine and was it Audrey Hepburn? You should know this, Baby Bear. You're like the classic movie.
Kirby, you probably know this. Call in.
Yeah. And Shirley MacLaine, she was the young one and she freaked out. And Audrey Hepburn played like the older lesbian lover, but it was all very veiled. Kind of like what they did with Fried Green Tomatoes when they should have been more honest with it.
I know what movie you're talking about.
Those were lesbians in Fried Green Tomatoes?
Yeah, there were a couple of them. One of which I think was played by a real-life lesbian. I still say she's a lesbian. Okay, now if you can believe this, which I don't believe. In 1962, I don't know if if the physical act could not have been invented then, because I know for a fact that it had been done earlier, all the way going back to ancient Greece, but fisting is invented in San Francisco. So they say.
Just in San Francisco.
I don't
just
think
where
yeah.
it was witnessed. I
think
and
that's
recorded.
What. Well, no, I think that's just where they
in
kind
the
of probably coined the term.
Yeah.
As opposed to when it happened, because I know. I mean, you can go all the way back to Caligula, and the stuff was being
Caligula,
done.
Caligula, you know for sure. It was.
Yeah, because I saw the Penthouse movie.
Yes,
yeah.
I did too.
Uh huh. And where did they get Crisco back then? That's what I want to know. Where
they
did they get Crisco?
Used pig lard.
Huh.
Yeah.
Pig lard?
Real pig lard.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's where the term sex pig comes from then, huh?
Probably.
They used pig lard for lube back then.
And olive oil.
Chris is just bowing his head. The Satyr Motorcycle Club, how did you say it? Satyr? Mm-hmm. Satyr? Satyr?
Not Satyr.
Not Satyr. That's a Jew thing. There are Jews in leather. You're one of them.
Satyr is dinner.
Say that. Okay, the Motorcycle Club holds its first Badger Flats run. It's an annual event that ran for 33 years uninterrupted until 1994. Then it resumed in 1998. So I assume the Badger Flats run is still going on. Otto Preminger, the very famous Otto Preminger, I think this is what really put him on the map, was he actually did a movie... A film version of one of Alan Drury's novels, Advice and Consent, explicitly showing a gay bar. Explain that. And I think it basically, there were quite a bit of scenes that were filmed in the gay bar. I mean, it's like cruising without Al Pacino kind of thing. Mm. I've never seen the movie, but...
I'm shocked.
Yeah, but that was really the first filming in a gay bar, and this apparently was filmed in a real gay bar. I'd love to know which one.
The answer to your Shirley MacLaine question?
Yeah, what was
the
that?
Children's Hour.
Children's Hour, that's what it was.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And it was Audrey Hepburn, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I was at least right on that. Illinois, in 1962, of all places, Illinois repealed the sodomy laws. Basically, consenting adults, whatever they do in private, is none of the state's business. And they're no longer subject to criminal
prosecution.
So Illinois was one of the first states to actually jump on and get rid of their sodomy law. I thought that was interesting, of all places.
Wow.
Well,
you know,
Chicago's there, so.
Yeah, well, I guess, yeah.
Chicago probably stimulated it.
Yeah, Chuck Renslow's there with his IML, so yeah, I guess they had to do
what
that.
What happens in the log cabin stays in the log cabin.
What happens at IML ends up on video. Yeah. You're in that IML video, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that like Sludge Master?
No, that's not a Sludge
Master. 2003, 25th anniversary.
That's right. Okay, so in...
For those of you who are looking this up on the web and looking at the video, I was number 44.
Yes, he was contestant number 44.
We all had to wear like little numbers hanging from our belts.
Yes.
He was still
which
older.
Was a real bitch during the bathing suit competition.
He was still older than Dirk, but he looked younger.
Yeah, yes. He did look younger. In 1963, I was right. Clockwork Orange came out in books, publications of these books. Clockwork Orange, City of Night, which... City of Night is a movie by, a book by John Recchi. Recchi? Recchi? R-E-C-H-Y.
I think it's Recchi.
Recchi.
I think it's Recchi. Yeah. And City of Night was really the first, it was all about gay hustlers, so. It was an interesting book. I remember reading that. Our Lady of the Flowers, don't get it, but whatever. But this is where we start getting into real Sado books. About sadism and masochism, The Pleasures of the Torture Chamber by Jonathan Swain, Flagellation, The Rod and the Whip by George Bishop, and another classic, The Velvet Underground by Michael Lee.
Lee. No, I was trying to make a pun on that.
Oh, okay.
I think that one is actually pronounced Lee.
I thought Michael Lee.
I was trying to make it a funny.
Lay. Yeah, Jennifer Lay.
You missed.
Yeah.
Buzz?
I got it.
Thank you. I'm glad somebody got it.
Got what? I didn't get it.
Leg. Leg.
I know I got, no.
Duh. Herpes, okay?
No, the cure hit before you
no,
got it.
No, it's not herpes, it's herpes.
Herpes?
Herpes, yeah.
Can you buy those at Target?
Yes, you can. Yes. Where you can also get those, where you can also get them Hermes scarves. Yeah.
Usually find those in the layaway department.
No, the layaway. The layaway. The layaway department.
Like, lay away from that.
1964, June 26th, Life magazine features homosexuality in America. This is where...
No way.
They featured that photo spread of the toolbox leather bar, and... It really sparked a very, very eager transition by gay men, and I'm assuming quite a few lesbians, to explore into the leather lifestyle and leather world. It really opened up a lot of eyes for people. This kind of masculine world exists. Not everybody had to be a drag queen.
I'm famous.
Famous for? Yes. Okay, is everybody ready? Yeah. We're going to skip that one just because of the name.
No.
Yes.
No.
Okay, so.
First appearance of Al.
AJ.
Yes. AJ Shapiro's.
Uh-huh.
Wow, what a popular name.
AJ Shapiro's cartoon, Harry Chess, in the Drum magazine. So that was the appearance of the first gay cartoon, apparently, was
and
in Drum
Harry
magazine.
And Harry Chess on top of it.
Well, his name was Harry Chess, C-H-E-S-S, but it was supposed to be a play on, you know...
Chest.
Chest, yes. Which is weird, because, like, back in the 60s, didn't everybody, like, shave their bodies and try to be way thin and waif boy models and all that?
No.
In the 60s?
No.
In the early 60s?
No.
Or did that come later?
That trend started in the 70s.
Yeah, I was going to say, that started in the 70s.
With Twiggy.
Yeah. And that of course, all the gay men had to end up looking like Twiggy. Those were pretty. Yeah. And they wonder where eating disorders come from. Thank you, Twiggy. Yeah.
And thank heaven hair has come back.
Has anybody seen her lately? She isn't exactly a stick anymore.
No, she's filled out nicely. I've seen Twiggy lately. She actually still does movies and cameos and things like that. She doesn't obviously model anymore unless it's for, what's that?
Old Lady Magazine?
I was going to say Elaine Bryant, but... I did not just say that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I did. Hey, Twiggy, that woman is an icon. She can do whatever she wants, you know? Put on those fake eyelashes and stretch your stuff, honey. And she was embarrassed by being that thin. She said she didn't mean to, she didn't think she would cause that kind of sensation. She was freaked out by it. Okay, 1965. That was a good year. It was a really good year.
No, 63 was better.
Nah, 65, I think, was better than 63. Publication of books, Madame de Sade, is a play. That was actually a play, but Madame de Sade by Yukio Mishima, the first English translation of this play in book form. Yukio Mishima, incredibly, he's just an icon in the gay community. He is one of the first openly gay Japanese artist that was very successful. He did end up committing harikiri. He ended up killing himself because of the stigma attached to his lifestyle. This, The Lonely Sex Mail Order Vice by Carlson Wade, that just sounds like a bizarre book. I would love to know what that one's about.
Hurry up.
And a book, a very, well, it's considered an infamous book now, but back then I'm sure it was probably even worse. It was
you
called
in 65.
Quarterfoil by James Barr. It's a movie, I'm sorry, a movie, I keep saying movie. Quarterfoil by James Barr was a book about sex among men who are in the U.S. Navy. So it was basically, I guess that's where the YMCA and the whole seaman fleet started. With all the, you know, the Navy and the Navy. I think they took that from this book. That's where that song came from. What? Oh, yes, yes. New York City, Steve Masters, whose real name is Mike Mikshi, I'm assuming. He's a very respected fashion artist, but Steve Masters... One of the most talented homoerotic artists and publisher of Physique magazine commits suicide. His wife has no clue what's going on. His wife finds the studio where he worked and found all the photos of the SM scenes with other men, and burns most of his art. And basically, the fortune was donated to Kinsey. So he basically, after he committed suicide, left all his money to fund the Kinsey Reports and the Kinsey Foundation on sexual documentation
on sexuality.
Yeah.
And it's for
whom he had performed scenes with Sam Stewart.
Yes.
Well, it was the first time homosexuality wasn't classified as being a psychiatric disorder,
a disease, yes. But basically, a lot of the work and the homosexual artwork and photographs that were found were of him doing sex scenes and SM scenes with Sam Stewart, who apparently was his playmate of some sort.
I believe that the AMA didn't drop homosexuality as a disorder until 74.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I'm not disagreeing with that. What I'm saying is Kinsey was the first time that homosexuality was counted as not being. It doesn't mean that the AMA dropped the diagnosis.
The AMA disregarded it until then. Yeah.
Kinsey had research saying that it wasn't.
Right.
That it was a natural part.
And by the way, that's quatrefoil.
Quatrefoil.
Yes.
What did I say?
You said quarter.
Oh.
And I understand. You're still in the French.
Yeah, sorry. My bad. Quatrefoil. Quarterfoil. That's how we say it down here in Texas. It's quarterfoil. What is that? When you tear off a little piece of aluminum foil just to cover just the biscuit?
that's that little piece of foil comes off that little mint.
That comes off the Andes mint. That's the quarterfoil.
Yeah.
And it's reusable, right?
Isn't that a sword?
Yeah, if it comes off the Snickers King size, then it's the whole foil. Right?
Foil, but if it's a short
sword,
it would be a quarter foil.
Okay. That was lovely, yes.
That was more fun for us, and I'm sure it wasn't him.
Why don't we skip to 1966, and all of you drag queens and court members will love this, and you should know this. If you don't, shame on you. You must leave the court system now.
Immediately, if not sooner.
Yes. I'm going to say the Widow Norton. I'm not going to say the person's name. If you are in the court, you need to tell us the person's real name. The widow Norton became the first empress of San Francisco and founded the gay court system here in America. So, you tell me, the Widow Norton, what her real name was. Very famous drag queen, icon in the community. This is your history, baby. Tell me who it was. In 1966...
His or her?
It was a male. He founded the court system as the first empress. You know, the whole court system is the drag thing.
And so. You want his real name?
Yeah.
Jose Saria?
Oh, I'm so proud of you. Jose Saria.
Jose Julio Saria. December 12th, 1922, or December 12th, 1923, is an American drag queen and political activist from San Francisco, known for his years of performing at the historic Black Cat Bar in the 1950s and 1960s.
Mm-hmm. And he's the one that founded the American court system in America. She's just wonderful. You are just great.
She's Googling.
She's sitting here on her BlackBerry Googling.
It's an iPhone. It is not a BlackBerry.
Is that a plug? I'm sorry. No official plug.
I'm sorry. No. Do you know what I call those little radios that they sell? I pooed, okay? It's because of those people that they put so much bass in music, you can't even listen to it through a normal stereo anymore because those stupid little headphones don't carry any bass to them. So they have to juice up the bass on CDs now. So you can hear any bass tone when you put on those stupid little things you stick in your ears. That's all iPood's fault.
Actually, it was... Thank you. It was...
MP3. I thought we were talking about history here. Now we're talking about iPoods.
We're talking about music history. It wasn't iPood. It was the MP3 because it took out layers of the music, and one of them was toning down the bass.
Yes, that's iPood's fault.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, it is. I swear it is.
She just Googled it. It's MP3s.
She Googled on what? Dry food?
No hate.
I need to step in real quick. You are listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, on listener-sponsored, commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. Now broadcasting in high-definition radio. If you want to find out what's carrying on KPFT Channel 2, go to kpft.org and find out. We now return to our regular scheduled program.
Yes, we were talking
already
about
in
iPoods.
Progress.
Yes, we were talking about iPoods. We're just going to move on. I just want to touch on a couple of other things in the 60s.
Well, but...
What? Are we going back to the iPood thing?
Yeah, let's go back to the iPood fit thing, because we need Nicole here more often so she can Google everything for us.
MPood 3s. It's all the fault of MP3s, MPood 3s. That's what
I
call
them. We
had
a guy last time who was checking everything up on Google for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he
was
wonderful.
Yeah, but this is Google faster.
But I was.
She seems to be friendlier.
But you know what I like about last month is I was accused of bashing.
I've got
the
an
French.
Application for everything. What can you do?
I don't need an application to do everything. I already know how to do it. An application. I'll show you an application. We're gonna have some music, and I'm gonna go get my floggers out of my truck, and I'll show you an application or two.
Again, there's a first time for everything.
I have a question about this listing right here. It says that in 1966, the first complete male-to-female genital confirmation something takes place at Johns Hopkins University Hospital.
Confirmation surgery.
Okay. Was Christine Jorgensen before or after that?
That was Christine Jorgensen.
That was actually performed here in the U.S.?
Yes.
My understanding is that
Christina
it was performed
Jorgensen.
In Sweden.
Christina was in performed Sweden. In Sweden.
And was that before 1966?
Yes.
So
this is the first one in the U.S.
In the U.S.
Oh.
The first male to female.
That's in the part that got cut off this page, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. My page got cut off.
Well, at least something else didn't get cut off.
Well, I live with the Jew. He likes 20% off the top.
Male to female.
Yeah.
Something had to get cut off there. So.
What did Dolly Parton say? From a rooster to a hen in one shot? Yeah.
Said lose the tool. Don't be one.
I'm not even going to say a word. No. 1967, the Oscar Wilde bookshop opens.
Yeah.
That's the first gay and lesbian bookstore to open in New York City. Well, open ever, but in New York City. And basically, for years, all the SM publications, that's where they came from. That's where they distributed, was from the Oscar Wilde bookshop.
This is enlightening for me, because I really would have thought that most of this stuff would have started in New York and not in California.
California's more liberal.
Well, yeah, but New York also had an underground that California really didn't have.
Everything was out in California.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, because it was more liberal. It was...
Yeah, there's much more California history available because everything in New York was underground, where everything in California was right out in the open.
And very well documented in California, whereas in New York, it was kind of
hidden
in the shadows. Which a lot of it still is, I would say. But
oh, yeah. There's still a very big underground everywhere. In New York.
Yep. Okay, now we're going to get into something with 1968. The Metropolitan Community Church was founded in Los Angeles by a leather man.
We forgot the ramrod.
Oh, but to clarify, when the Metropolitan Community Church was founded in Los Angeles in 1968, the pastor who founded it was not technically leather. He came into the leather lifestyle and found his leather journey after he founded this church. He's considered a leather man now.
He was the Reverend Troy Perry, and he was a very delightful man.
This is very important. It's the first time we're on Folsom Street.
I'm sorry. In 1968, the Ramrod opened on Folsom Street.
which was the first bar on Folsom Street, which made Folsom Street
so famous. I mean, when you think of Folsom Street Fair and all that stuff, it's because the Ramrod paved the way, basically.
Exactly.
Nobody goes to Folsom anymore.
Yes, they do.
Dory Alley.
They do Dory Alley, too. Folsom is still a larger
turnout. Yeah, it is. Well, that's because they have all the looky-loos.
Yeah.
Are we keeping you up? Poor Elizabeth.
The looky-loos?
Looky-loos.
Yeah. The looky-loos. The gawkers. The tourists.
Oh, the
people who just go to gawk and oogle.
Yeah, because it is starting to get pretty mixed.
It's touristy now.
Yes, it's getting kind of touristy. 1968. Huh? How what?
How old does that make you, saying looky-loos?
Looky-loo?
Looky-loo.
What, you never saw, like, old movies on Saturday when you were a kid?
No.
I never heard the term looky-loo.
Where's this from?
Man, you must be older than me.
Well, mentally. Physically.
Looks-wise.
Yeah, looks like. Uh-huh. Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah.
What was
I'm
that?
The younger one. I'm the prettier one.
No,
younger, prettier
one. Don't start quoting Harvey Fierstein on me. Don't start quoting Harvey Fierstein on me. 1968. In December, the New Jersey Supreme Court ruled that homosexuals have a right to assemble in public. Basically, what this did was it stopped the raids on the gay bars in New Jersey because they now have a right to assemble in public, and basically that's what that was doing, was saying you can't go raid the gay bars anymore. So that was a good thing. New Jersey did that. I'm impressed. 1969, and I think this is because of Judy Garland, but 1969, Time Magazine declares 1969 the year of the new militant homosexual.
Newly.
Oh, yeah, the newly militant homosexual. It was on the cover of Time Magazine in 1969. They called that the year of the angry fag, basically.
I guess I have to keep helping you with words.
Yeah, I'm just tongue-tied tonight.
Thank God I'm here.
Yeah. And this is basically, like I said, I think this is because Judy Garland and the Stonewall Riots started it all. And that's where we're at in 1969. Judy Garland died. A bunch of gays were drowning their sorrows at the Stonewall Inn, which is a very popular bar back then. And we touched on this last month, but the cops decided to take that night to raid the bars, and the gays fought back, which created the Stonewall Riots, which lasted, I think, for 6 days, 7 days?
Ask Buzz. He was back then.
Yeah, Buzz, you were there.
I actually read several books on the Stonewall Riots and how they got started, and it really didn't have anything to do... It was accidentally, coincidentally, the night of the mourning of the passing of Judy Garland. At the time, the particular bar that they were in was called the Stonewall Inn.
Yeah.
And they had a schedule with the police that it would be raided on a certain day.
Yeah, get raided on certain days. That's what they paid off the police.
A new mayor was elected who vowed to get rid of police corruption and decided to, without announcing it, move the raid date to another day. So they came in on an unscheduled day for a raid, and that's what irked the drag queens inside, especially one particular Puerto Rican drag queen who picked up a beer bottle and threw it at a police officer, which started the riot.
Hmm.
And how long did it last?
I think it was 3 days. The main riot actually lasted three days.
And then, like, for another 4 or 5 days after that, there was just, like, chaos in the streets.
Yep.
So that's where Stonewall Inn comes from and the Stonewall Riots come from.
And that's where the Pride March comes from. It is a continuation of the protest.
Now, here's something I want to back up to. We're going to take, and after I back up to this, we're going to change topics completely, but I want to touch on this because it ties into our next segment. So, Chris, if you'll cue the wonderful German music I brought for Kirby. In 1968, oh, he's waving. He's already ready. I love you. Oh, don't do that. No.
It's the beauty queen.
Don't make me tell that Heil girlfriend joke, okay? 1968, quite a few clubs were founded, but the one in particular, and the one that really, really affects us, The Texas Riders Motorcycle Club was founded in 1968. The Texas Riders, shortly thereafter in 1973, created Louie Weekend.
Yeah.
And we're going to be coming back after the music, and we're going to start talking about Louie Weekend and how it's grown and evolved into what it is today.
Schon gesagt, als er mit seinem Hammer hinter Mama hergejagt hat. Ein jeden Abend wieder raus, aus Versehen. Auf diese Art und Weise kann auch schon mal was entstehen. Tja, nun bin ich hier, guten Appetit. Ich habe alle lieb und besonders die Musik. Mama lauter mache ich immer in meinem kleinen Zimmer, bis die Box kollabiert und der Bass detoniert. Passiert ist dabei noch nicht so viel, deshalb habe ich seit Jahren immer nur dasselbe Ziel. Und weil ich schon als Kind mit Musik sehr vertraut war, erteile ich ab heute den Befehl. Mama lauter, Mama lauter, Mama, Mama, Mama lauter. Mama lauter, Mama lauter. Mama lauter, Mama lauter. Mama, Mama, Mama lauter. Mama lauter, Mama lauter. Hände hoch, Überschall, überall. Ist genommen Teil, denn ich liebe den Krawall. Überall, wo ich drin bin, fliegen alle weg, wenn ich meinen Stecker in die Steckdose steck. Mikrofon, steck 1, 2 auf die Glocke, ich bin Dieter Thomas Heck. Merk alles in die Hocke, Stocke, Rocke, Zucker ab. 100 Mark für den Ober- oder Unterlink. Sex oder drüber oder drunter, munter ab, geht die Post. Bitte Cash auf die Tasse, für Dieter ein Topé und für Hilde eine Glasse. Rat, fuck, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 0 für mich. Die jungen Damen wollen und die Oma alle. Mama lauter, Mama lauter. Mama, Mama, Mama lauter. Mama lauter. Mama lauter, Mama lauter, Mama lauter, Mama, Mama, Mama lauter, Mama lauter, Mama lauter. Lass ich krachen überall. Immer lauter machen, Mama lauter, ganz egal. Meine Adern, die hadern und pumpen tierisch ab. Knapp über beide Ohren, weil ich beide Ohren hab. Seit ich auf der Welt bin, denkt jeder was, was ich für einer bin. Immer lauter ohne Rast. Ich mag laute Dinge, die dröhnen mit Tönen. Und voll auf die Waffel, dass alle, die mich hören, stören. So wie der Mann von nebenan, dass er meine Freunde wegen mir nicht leiden kann. Liegt daran, dass wenn ich mal Besuch hab, egal wann, fällt bei ihm der Putz ab. Von der Decke und genau auf seine Frau. Und dann nimmt er sein Gewehr und beendet den Radau. Auf Back ist so eine Kacke, aber ist ja nicht so schlimm, weil ich vor einer Woche wieder umgezogen bin. Mama lauter, Mama lauter. Mama, Mama, Mama lauter. Mama lauter, Mama lauter. Mama lauter, Mama lauter. Mama, Mama, Mama lauter. Mama lauter, Mama lauter. Mama lauter, Mama lauter. Mama, Mama, Mama lauter, Mama lauter, Mama lauter. Mama lauter, Mama lauter, Mama, Mama, Mama lauter, Mama lauter, Mama lauter.
Appetite with such a red light. And now my five by sides, like a good time.
Welcome back to Leather Ties. I'm Daddy Bear Robert. We were talking queer history and leather history, and now we're going to start talking about Louis Weekend. Yay! Last two songs you heard, the first song was by Stefan Raab. It was Mama Lauta. And yes, Kirby, there is such a thing as an honest mother, as long as it's not yours.
Or mine.
Thank you. No, I'm saying, you know, your mother's never really honest. She's jaded. She's because, you know, you're her kid. Somebody else's mother will be honest with you. So that's what I meant. That second song was Thompson Twins off their album Queer. Another album called Queer. And that was the song was called Funky Valentine. So, Texas Riders formed in 1968 and 1973. They created Louis Weekend. For those of you that don't know the story of Louis Weekend and how it formed, came into being, how it was birthed from the chaps of a gay motorcycle club, the Texas Riders went down to Mardi Gras in New Orleans and decided they wanted to continue the party once they got back into Houston, so they invited a bunch of people they met at Mardi Gras to come to Houston to continue the party. And that's what started Louis Weekend, Let Us Entertain You. L-U-E-Y, Louis Weekend. And over the years, it's grown. We've had clubs come in and out. I think our current roster of clubs, I believe we have 12 full member clubs and 7 associate clubs, auxiliary clubs, ranging the gamut from PWA Holiday Charities, ICOH, Space City Empire, which is one of the courts, Aresis, the court, ICOH is the other court, and they're proud to be the bastard court, yay, Colt 45s, NLA Houston, and on and on and on, and especially our favorites, the Whip Society,
yeah.
Women in Power Society, who are here with us tonight.
Girl power.
Yeah. Woman power. I am woman, hear me roar when I crack that whip on your...
Sore
ass. What a mean little donkey he was. Watch me do my Shrek impression, yeah. And tonight with Whip Society, we have the founder of Whips, Elizabeth Eva.
Hello.
And we have a special Whips guest.
Nicole.
Yes, hello. How are you, everybody?
That was Nicole saying hello. How are you, everybody? Let's give a shout out to Nicole. And I'm here with my new co-host, Master Buzz Lawson.
Hello.
Hello. So, Louis over the years has been predominantly a gay male leather thing. It's evolved into a gay male leather bear cowboy kind of thing, and women started flocking to it as well and having a good time. And so we've run the gamut from lesbians, pansexuals, gay men, still predominantly gay male. And Whip Society is, how would you define your organization? Exploration through, I mean, BDSM?
Yes, absolutely, it's that. It's a lot of things, but definitely not narrow. You know, it's pretty wide and diverse. Mm-hmm. Even though our Women in Power Society, I feel like it's women empowered because we do go out and seek our desire to fulfill fantasies and find out what all that is about. And it's not just women. I mean, there are men.
Do I have to have a sex change to join?
No. We have men in the club. We have men in the club. Absolutely. We love the men in our club. We can't be a club without them. You know,
you need somebody to beat and tie up.
I need somebody to carry around all that heavy equipment.
Thank you. And you can believe this woman travels with a lot of equipment. Yes.
But don't worry, the emasculation of men is equally as fun.
Oh, I'm sure.
Some women in power and those who adore them.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I've adored you guys for years.
Thank you.
The first time I met you, I just fell in love with y'all. You're just wonderful people.
Thank you.
I fall in that category, too.
Yeah.
We've made a lot of friends over all the years. Do you know, this is we're going on our 11th anniversary this year.
Yes, 10th anniversary was fantastic, phenomenal. I love the new pin design, too. That was just incredible.
Thank you. Well, we're going to be handing those out as friendship pins at Louis this year, so we're looking forward to handing those out. We actually ordered a reserve of them so that we could use them at Louis. So we're excited about getting those out.
So during Louis weekend, you need to find one of the webs and beg for a pen because they are phenomenal pens. You're going to want to collect this one. The 10th anniversary pen is just stunning.
Yeah, and does anybody know the answer to this question? How do women do Texas pinning?
We'll have to get
women are starting to flock to Louis, and
we're gonna have to get the then I think you're gonna have to make up your own Texas pinning, because I don't know if we're gonna have to get the Brotherhood of Pain to reconstitute themselves just to do another video of Texas pinning for women. I don't know if they have a woman's edition. We'll find out. I'll call Daddy Mike and ask him.
I remember hearing a rumor of what the women's
pinning
goes to, but it's I don't know if I can say it on air.
I mean, is it up here?
It's still in the jeans.
It's still in the jeans.
It's okay. Instead of measuring length, it's the length of the wet spot.
Oh.
We'll just leave it at that and continue
on. That could be even worse.
Well, you know, if they're nursing, they could have a wet spot up there too if they just don't wear that padded, you know, bra.
Wait a minute, wouldn't you actually be measuring the drool factor of the donor?
I don't want to hear this. I really don't. Okay.
I think it'll come out when we finally do the policies and procedures manual.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll tell you what. After Louis, you know, when everything calms down and everything gets resituated, you need to come back and tell us exactly what a female Texas pinning is. You're going to have to create it, think of it.
Okay.
And you're going to
have
to explain
the
it to us.
14th, we have a whole 12 days to come up with that,
yeah,
lady.
You got 12 days. Louis weekend starts the 27th.
The 26th.
I'm sorry. 26th, 27th, 28th, and 29th.
You're on the board and you still don't even know what day
it's. Not the 29th, it's March 1st.
Yeah.
March 1st. Oh, that's right.
Wrong
no leap year this
no
year.
29th.
No leap year.
And it does start on my birthday. Louis kicks off on my birthday.
All right.
And I understand Robert Kahn's birthday as well.
Yes. So everybody, that you got two birthdays. Robert Kahn, he's on the board of HCC. He's our secretary, the Houston Council of Clubs. He will be at the registration tables Thursday and Friday, so make sure to wish him a happy birthday when you see him. And when you see Mistress Elizabeth, just go ahead and offer to refill her cocktail and say happy birthday. And she doesn't get spanking. She only gives them. So offer yourself for a birthday spanking, okay?
Right.
Trust me, she'll love that.
And just so that we're getting the proper information out there, for registration information as well as the schedule, the Louis schedule, please visit www.louisweekend.com. That's LUEYweekend.com.
Because the website is still there.
The website is still there, yes. For all of you who have ever attended an HCC Louis Weekend membership meeting, I'm on the board, and I also I handle the website, and my webmaster report is always, I just hold up my hand now. I've got everybody trained to say the website is still there, and that's my report. That is also not just your birthday and Robert's birthday. It is our anniversary.
Oh, which
all
one?
Right.
This is our first.
Our first anniversary. We haven't killed each other. We've known each other for 9 years. We've actually decided to shack up and live in Zen. It's been a year, so.
Actually, it was last Sunday, but.
Yeah.
Because Louis was
last year. Last year, Louis was when we hooked up again after all those years. Finally, he was single. I was single, and we said, let's do it.
I forced him into it, though.
Yeah, right.
I think this is our last February, Louis, for a while.
I think it is. I think next year Louis is going to be the first weekend in March, if I remember correctly. So this will be our last weekend.
Well, let's hope the weather holds up for us. You know, no more rain. Let's get all the rain out of our system now.
We've lucked out with Louis for quite a few years.
Yeah, I've only been to 3 wet Louis.
Same here.
They're not fun.
Yeah.
Well, they are.
Wait, it rained one night, and it just kind of drizzled for 20 minutes last year.
Right.
Yeah.
And then it was clear. The
then
rest
it
of
cools
the,
off. So yeah. Yeah.
The year before,
beneficial.
We were all ankle deep in mud in the after party.
And why is that a bad thing?
Mud wrestling
Texas
could be
pinning.
Tons of fun.
That's what I'm thinking.
Texas pinning. You pretty much need to wear waders if it rains.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Well, just have them stand on a chair, then. That way everybody can see.
Actually, next year...
this is going to be my first Louis weekend.
I was going to say, it's...
Next
Louis
year will be Virgin. February 18th.
It'll be the
18th. Really, it'll be even earlier.
Yeah.
It'll be March 18th, you said?
February 18th.
Oh, February 18th.
Okay.
Wow.
Louis weekend always is the weekend following Mardi Gras and Fat Tuesday.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
Fat Tuesday, the following Thursday, the Thursday of that week, days after
Fat Tuesday,
Tuesday,
that's when Louis weekend starts. So Louis weekend starts Thursday. Registration will start, I believe, at 7.
Yes.
The registration tables open up at 7.
And they're going to be open till 11.
Until 11 o'clock on Thursday.
And that
Friday
will be,
night, same thing.
At George.
And
at
that'll be at George's. Friday night, they'll open again at 7 and go until midnight.
At Tony's Corner
at
Pocket.
At Tony's Corner Pocket.
Whip Society's Home Bar.
Uh-huh, Whip Society's Home Bar. After that, find a board member if you need to register. We'll still register people on Saturday. Now, this year, like I said, Louis Weekend has evolved over the years and grown over the years to 800 to 1,000 people showing up every year, having a good time for 4 days.
I think that applause needs to go to the board of HCC and its members for the number just consistently growing every year these last 10 years.
Yeah, we actually, the prez, the chair dude, Scott.
Chair dude, Scott.
He's not the chairman. Everybody calls him the chair dude. He was bound and determined while he was the chairman of Houston Council of Clubs that we're going to be Bob Boughton's old record, and we beat his record 2 years ago. So
when the number was about 1,200,
it was 1,101.
1,101. We beat Bob by like I think 87 people. We were very happy, and Bob was very angry that year during the show shows, and that's probably why the show shows went on so long, because Bob decided he was going to vent that we beat
him. What made him the most angry was that Scott wouldn't tell him the number. He made Bob tell them.
Yeah,
how many registered participants there were.
Yeah, he made Bob read the number,
Well, Bob's duties.
So, as I said, it's evolved over the years. We have a lot of bears, a lot of leather, a lot of cowboys, and a lot of women coming. Well, I won't say a lot, but I'd say we're getting more and more women coming.
More and more women. Mm-hmm.
Because it's a place for women to come find each other, find leather lifestyle, BDSM lifestyle, other people who are of the same spirit that
get
they
married.
Can connect that they can connect with and, you know, further their leather journey or you know, their personal journey. So this year the Houston Council of Clubs has decided that we're going to do a women's a specific women's event for the women that show up, and Whips is here, and Whips has taken the reins on this. I think y'all proposed this idea in the first place.
No, actually, it wasn't us who proposed it. It was always the idea of the person who did propose it, though, that Whip Society would be the ones who hosted it. It just kind of made sense.
Yeah, it does make sense.
And but the person who actually brought it up into the HCC's attention was Daddy Rose.
That's
so
right.
We have Daddy Rose to thank for that. Thank you, Daddy Rose, very much. Mind you, the Louis is 36 years old, and this is the first time that we're doing something where it's a special event with emphasis on women. So this is really a special thing. We over you know the last few years have women have been coming more and more, and we've
been.
Wait a
sec. I need to clarify something. The first Louis was an impromptu thing back in 73, so technically that one didn't count. That's why we're saying this is Louis 36. So understand for the you people out there crunching numbers, and it's 73 in 2009.
Okay.
We're missing a year there.
Oh.
But that's okay. That's what that first year was. It was a test by the Texas Writers to see if people would actually do it.
No, it's just that we can't count.
Yeah.
Actually, it was the Texas Writers entertaining guests from out of town. It wasn't an organized thing.
No. It just became that by the following year. They said, hey, let's do this every year. What are we going to call it, Louie? Okay.
Yeah, it's an amazing organization. The Houston Council of Clubs is I think, just does a fantastic job.
You're welcome.
Of being organized and getting a large group of people in the same room and planning things and making sense and, you know.
What I think was so amazing is that we have such a diverse array of groups. We've got, like I said, we've got leather, we've got cowboy, we've got women, we've got drag organizations, we've got PWA Holiday Charities, we've got,
well, you've got HPEP.
The Rubber Corps, we've got HPEP, we've got all these different organizations and these different clubs coming together. I mean, Sundance Cattle Company, we've got quite a few different, you know, cowboys, dance groups, things like this, the Rainbow Wranglers.
HAB.
And the age groups, too, are so diverse.
We've got people from 21 years old to, you know, 80 years old.
Yes, let's make that very clear. You must be 21 years of age.
You must be legal.
Or better.
Yes.
Yes. And you've got GCAM. You're right.
GCAM. Gulf Coast Archive Museum.
It is so diverse. We have so many different people involved in this 36-year party.
And how they all come together is just incredible.
And it's a four-day party where you get to eat, drink, and be merry. It takes us a year to plan it, 4 days to actually do it, and 2 weeks to recover.
And then we start planning all over.
That's why I always take the day off after.
Yeah.
We do, too. We take Thursday, Friday, and Monday off of Louis every year.
I try to take Monday off. Don't always get it, but with my job, it just depends on the workload. But
yeah,
I think last year was the first year in about 7 years that I actually took a Monday off.
Well, Louis is a lot of fun. I think it's a great... what I really like about Louis, one of my favorite things about Louis, is that you go 1 year, you don't see those people for another year or some of those people until the next Louis. So it's like a reunion every single Louis.
And it's a class reunion.
Uh-huh. It's always fun.
You see people that you don't see anywhere else. But if you go the next year, you know they'll be there.
Yeah.
Well, what's interesting about it, too, is that people from all over the country and from other countries come.
We've had people from up to 5 countries at Louis.
Yeah, last year we had, we're represented 29 U.S. states and 4 foreign countries.
Yeah.
So, it is a big event. It's a lot of fun, and... Let's get back to why WIPS is here and talk about this women's specific event that's going to happen and what's going on with this and why it's being done.
We've been working really hard on getting the WIPS Society team, our 20 hosts, on board with planning what is it that we envision the reception to look like. And so what I think we've come up with is we have a reception that's going to go on, I guess, right after the Houston Area Bears reception. And then in addition to the reception that we're doing, there's going to be what we're calling a parlor party. So a parlor party is going to be...
Saturday?
It's going to be on Friday evening at Tony's.
Friday evening at
Our
Tony's.
Our reception is right after the Houston Area Bears, which I believe is at 9 o'clock, so I think ours is at 9:45.
Mm-hmm.
And it also will kick off the parlor party.
And explain the parlor party.
The parlor party is going to be really... Should we go ahead and tell them what we're doing? Everything about the cultures
and everything? Don't give us all the details. Okay. You got to have people show up.
You got
to have some surprises. But the parlor party is basically going to be a women's specific event.
Yes.
It's going to be geared for the ladies.
Yes. We're going to have snacks. We're going to encourage chatting.
Snacks.
Yes.
S-A-N-A-C-K-S.
Yes, snacks.
Well, I was wondering if you needed volunteers.
Well, sure. Absolutely.
Baby Bear's volunteering. You heard it. I've got
That's
it recorded.
Right. He volunteered.
Mm-hmm.
He,
uh-huh.
You're on the list.
Okay.
Are you volunteering to be a snack?
I was actually volunteering for wax.
Oh. Wax play.
Yeah, so we do have some food. We have some, you know, so what we would like to do is encourage everybody to just socialize.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get to know each other, kind of encourage the women to come and join us. Of course, the men are invited. We have the men. Some of the men are, I'm sorry, let me back up a little bit. Our hosts are made up of men and women. So, you know, obviously it's not all women.
With society, you have male and female members. Yes,
we do. And so, let's see, we're going to have snacks. We're going to have activities like demonstrations. There's another club coming in from out of town,
mm-hmm.
who wants to do a demonstration during the reception.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, again, something that we brought up to the HCC board and its members, and they voted to support do that. So we're real excited about that. Whip Society is going to do a demo. We're, I think, going to leave that up as a surprise, too. We have something real special in store.
Fun.
A lot of fun. It's going to be a great little, teeny tiny little show, you know, that we're going to do.
It's going to be an event within an event.
Yes, you know, an event within an event. And what we're hoping to do is just highlight some of the skills that we have in the women's, you know, within the women of Louis. You know, that group of women that we have that attend Louis. We come with skills, and we'd like to show some of those off, I think.
Yeah, and we've had quite a few women the last few years from other cities and states and countries come in for Louis because they mm-hmm. come with their male friends, and they just have a blast. And they start,
right.
And they've been coming every year now.
Yes.
So...
Looking very forward to seeing the Highwaymen TNT of Maryland. They've already told us they're coming. They're really excited about coming.
Uh-huh.
They're prepared and just looking forward to a really good time.
Good. Now, okay, so that's Friday night. Now, it was my understanding also on Saturday... Isn't anything going on then, or no?
Well, I think the original thought was that we were going to do this on a Saturday afternoon, and... the Whip Society home bar is Tony's, and it just made more sense for us to kind of do it in conjunction with our
reception. Makes sense. Do it with your reception.
Yeah, to do it with our reception, yeah, and it was just logistically easier for us to do it on Friday, where we're already going to be set up and we're already doing something hosted by Whip Society. So it just made more sense to do it on Friday night all together at Tony's. So, the original idea to do it on Saturday, we're not going to do that anymore. But, you know, we always do something on Saturday anyway.
Oh, yeah, you do.
We kick it up at Ripcord, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We have a good time. So.
When I see y'all really kick it up is Sunday afternoons. Because after, for those of you who are Louis virgins, don't tell anybody you're a Louis virgin. Trust me.
Nicole
already announced it on the radio.
No, I didn't.
If you tell anyone that it's your first Louis, you will regret it.
I'm really
all
busy.
Weekend.
No, you won't regret it. You won't regret it. You will love it. You will be embarrassed to death, but you will love it.
I'm so busy.
Yeah.
So very busy. Everybody out there.
Nicole's
Nicole's a Louis Virgin. We're not going to tell you what happens to Louis Virgin.
Louis Virgin is something.
You'll just have to find out.
Yeah, you'll just have to find out what that means.
Yeah. I'm still a virgin at something, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's fix that.
I'm not even going to say anything.
His left nostril.
No.
Not that.
I can tell you that one right there. Yeah, no.
I don't think there are any orifices in his body that are virgin. Is that right, Clayton?
I'm just talking about experiences that I'm a virgin to.
Oh.
I'm not talking about orifices.
Okay. All right.
I've got 3 dogs at home. I mean,
you mean there's still experiences you're a virgin to?
Huh?
There's still experiences you're a virgin to?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my.
But that's okay. Show up for the event that they were just talking about. He's offering himself up as a snack.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Something about wax and snacks. So
yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I think there's a song.
Wax, snacks.
Wax, snacks, smacks, and...
smack your snatch. I don't know. Whack your snatch.
No, that's what I heard, right?
Snatch is not a dirty word. It's an adjective.
No, look,
it's
I just
verb.
Did it.
Yeah. It's like dining at the Y. I mean, you can say that. You just can't say the other thing, you know?
MCA?
Well, we're really looking forward to playing around a lot on Friday.
Are you talking about a trouser-friendly kiss?
Yes, I am. Yes.
I got that for Family Guy.
Trouser-friendly kiss. Boo.
It was on Family Guy. It's safe.
Yeah, right.
TFK.
I'm going to throw this out to anybody, members of the HCC, any of the clubs. That whole FCC gag that Family Guy did would make a great routine for the show of shows.
Well, it's probably a little late because everybody's already had to turn in their music.
They're supposed to turn in their music.
Yeah. Now, the show is Sunday at Rich's. Doors open, I believe, at 12. The show starts at 1 o'clock.
Breakfast at EJ's.
Breakfast at EJ's starts at, I think, 10 o'clock in the morning.
Saturday? Yes.
On Sunday.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We're talking Sunday. Sunday, breakfast opens at EJ's, 10 o'clock. We'll have shuttle buses going over to Rich's for the show shows. The show shows is phenomenal. That's what Buzz was referring to just now. The show shows, for those of you who have never been and don't know, all of the organizations and clubs have the opportunity to do a neat little number. The more obnoxious and funny and bad it is, the more applause it gets.
Oh, and they can get really twisted.
Yeah. So, and the show shows
extremely twisted.
It is not to be missed. The Houston Area Bears always do something completely demented.
I love the Big Men's Club.
The Big Men's Club.
Oh, my God. They always bring the house down.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Last year was hysterical with the nuns in the go-go cages throwing condoms. Thank you, Chris. Throwing the condoms idea, that was Chris's idea, getting the nuns doing go-go nuns throwing condoms that said Jesus loves you on the condom. That was lovely.
Who was it that... And then the big balls number, the AC/DC.
Is that the Nomads?
Was it
no, Eresus did that.
That was Eresus.
Oh, my God, that was hilarious.
ICOH but, is the body parts ones. They did balls.
Yeah, ICOH.
They did big balls.
Now, I understand for the last few years, every single year, ICOH picks a different body part, and that's what they center their number around. The first year, I believe, was the penis medley. The second year was...
Don't say the word. It's breasts.
The boobs. Yeah, it was boobs. Then they did the vagina thing, and last year they did the sphincter thing. I think they've run out of body parts, so we're just going to have to find out what they're doing this year. So,
they could be doing them all together now.
Well, yeah, but yeah, that's probably illegal still in most states.
And if any, it's this one.
And there are YouTube videos to be watched.
If you go to LouisWeekend.com and just once you get onto the homepage, scroll down, you can see all the different archives and everything. Down at the bottom, at the end of the little archives, it says watch YouTube videos. Thank you to Chris Brooks. Chris Brooks videotaped a lot of it and put the different skits on YouTube. They're hysterical. So if you go to LouisWeekend.com and just scroll down to where it says YouTube videos, click on that and it will take you to Chris's page and you can
see. Do they have a
video.
Link for the commercials by the Brotherhood of Pain?
No, I'm still trying to get a hold of BOP, Daddy Mike and them, and get permission to put those the Brotherhood of Pain commercials on the website.
Oh, that would be great.
I have the first CD.
Yeah. I've got all of them. Even the one I was in, Soylent Green, the musical. I was in that one. That was lovely. We did that to Bohemian Rhapsody. Of all things, but
there was quite a bit of talent there.
Yeah. The Brotherhood of Pain's commercials are not to be missed. They've never actually done a live skit. They opted to do these commercials, and they're beyond twisted. One of my favorites, of course, is the Crisco commercial. The Shinola Shoe Shine commercial. I can't say what the whole thing there.
I like Trick Be Gone.
Yeah, Trick Be Gone.
Trick Be Gone.
Queen Be Gone. What was it? Oh, they've got...
Trick Be Gone. What was the other one? Oh, there was... Oh, God, they just...
I like the one with the truck.
Yeah.
pickup truck.
Yeah, I like
all the accessories.
Yeah,
the
with all the accessories, with Chris hogtied in the back in the bed of the truck. That was hot. Chris, you never looked better. Love you,
Louis Virgin. Beware.
I'm just kind of looking around at each of you.
Nicole's just going,
I'm not really, I'm sick.
Yeah.
I'll be in the hospital. Let me check my calendar.
If you're not sick now, you will be by the time Louis is over.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm busy. Really busy.
Trust me, you won't be. Elizabeth and Eva will make sure of that.
Yeah. Oh, you have to do Louis.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, no. I mean, that's where I'm busy.
Okay, yes. Good.
We are keeping her busy. We are. She has lots of duties for that weekend, but
she's going to become our latest twisted sister.
Yes, that's exactly it. That's exactly it. So. You know, the thing about Louis too is that in the beginning of the weekend, you're meeting people maybe for the first time and reuniting with people that you haven't seen since last year.
And the people you meet on Thursday or Friday night. Your friends
by Sunday. Best friends.
Yeah, yes. I mean, emailing, phone numbers. Everybody's having a good time. I've got friends from all over the country that I've met at Louis and have a good time staying into contact with. And it's so great. Nothing, you know, emailing, phone calls. Nothing beats a real live hug. How you doing?
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's the chance, Louis, every year. It's just a lot of fun. I am really glad that WIPS is doing something for the women this year.
We are, too. We're looking very forward to it. We're hoping that we can get the word out so that we, beef up the female attendance and you know, get the curiosity up so that women will come out and see what Louis's about, and especially since we've got this special event emphasizing, you know, on with emphasis on women.
Yeah, and I think that's just phenomenal. Y'all are doing that. More and more women of the last few years I've seen come to Louis, especially with the advent of NLA Houston, with so many new, with the influx of female members there. HPEP is pansexual group. They have a lot of female members as well.
Right. I think Sundance has two or three new members
that are female. And Colt 45s have quite a few members that are female.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy Rose being one of them.
Right.
And both of the courts.
And then there's ICOH and Arisa's.
Yeah, and then there's the GDIs, the independents, that come. They're looking for a home. They're looking for a connection. They're looking for friends. They're looking for people to talk to, learn from. And it's a great way to meet a lot of different people.
Well, we feel real honored that we were asked to host this.
Well, we couldn't think of anybody else that could do a better job. You're just going to do fantastic. You always do.
Thank you. There's so much pressure.
Oh, no pressure. But if it's not perfect, honey, look out.
We'll never do this again.
Yes, you will. You'll do it again and again and again until you get it perfect. And once you get it perfect, we'll say, perfect. Do that again next year. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, something that we thought might be interesting for the ladies to hear, maybe the guys can tune into if they're okay with it. But in honor of Valentine's Day, we kind of wrote something sexy.
Yes. I love this oversized, gigantic Valentine's card. And go ahead and read it. It's wonderful. I think she's coining a few words here, so people listen up. And if you use the word, you owe Mistress Elizabeth a quarter every time you say it.
This is an official invitation to the Louis Women in Power Society
event
reception Friday night at Tony's Corner Pocket. Clitacular colors and glitter of the decadent, young and beautiful, admired by the decadent, old and wise, fill me with clititiousness and anticipation. We look so forward to enjoying a clititious weekend with you, enjoying the clitacularly fine company of interesting people from interesting places, sharing time together soon at Louis, clititiously awaiting your presence. E&E.
That was clitacular.
Thank you.
I love it.
Quarter.
I'll get you a quarter. Honey, I'll pay you $1 for that one. That was a great one.
I can lend you $1.
Oh, that was bad.
Will that be on the Louis website?
You get that to me. Yeah, I'll put that on there. I'll put that little invite there.
I just hope the FCC doesn't feel
it's a clinical
clotitious.
But, they're trying to figure out how they can find it.
No. Clindictive.
Clindictive.
Or clitigious.
I think
clitigious.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. But see, for some reason, I have a hard time getting my tongue around the word clit. Don't know why.
I don't know why, because I've been told you're very talented with your tongue. You should be able to say that word.
Yeah. But you know, I pass by the fish markets and go to the steak houses.
Speaking of fish markets and the smelly French, why don't we have that song that I was going to play for our Frenchophile?
Our Frenchophile.
Yes, last month, to explain why I'm playing this song, last month we had somebody call up that complained that I was bashing the French and needed to apologize to France for what I was saying.
Don't you speak French?
And... Well, yeah, among other languages, but I basically said, and you can look this up. I've been to this country, and when you go there and you watch their news and their pundits, their own little Jon Stewart, their own little Stephen Colbert people over there, the way that they insult their French politicians is they will show a snippet from a politician at a news conference, and the way to snub them and slam them in the ground is to overdub them in English. That is as rude as you can get in French. So when people say that I'm slamming the French, when they stop slamming us, using American language, overdubbing, and calling that an insult, then I will apologize to the French. Until then, I won't. But here is your fabulously French song. It was written by Méline Farmer. The song is actually redone and sung by Kate Ryan, who's Canadian, so that's why I bought the album.
Pour la vie.
You're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, here on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast. KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org.
Welcome back to Leather Ties. I'm sorry, we're sitting here just yakking up a storm, having a good old time.
Yes, we're bringing in the Roundtable crew.
We're bringing in the Roundtable crew. I want to thank Whip Society for being here. Elizabeth, Eva, Nicole,
thank you for being here.
It's always a pleasure having Whips here.
Yes, and those who want to stay for Roundtable, please do.
I'd like to make just one quick announcement.
Okay, Eva is making an announcement.
I'm a member of the Bayou City Women's Chorus, and there is a concert tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock. It is the Doctor's Orchestra, which is a 501c3 organization. And the Bayou City Chorale, which is the Gay Men's Chorus and the Bayou City Women's Chorus, they're going to be performing with the Doctor's Orchestra.
Wow.
So that'll be at 5 p.m. tomorrow night or tomorrow afternoon at the Cullen Theater at Wortham.
Mm-hmm.
And the tickets are $10 and $20. And the website is doctorsorchestra.org.
DR Orchestra? Or
Doctors spelled out.
Spell out doctorsorchestra.org.
Or you can show up at the Wortham and buy tickets.
Buy tickets there. And I believe, isn't Daddy Rose a member of your...
Yes, she's a member of the Women's Chorus as well.
So if you show up there after the chorus and you're playing the meet and greet game, go find Eva and Elizabeth and Daddy Rose and say thank you for what you're going to be doing for us during Louie.
Thank you.
And I wanted to give a shout out to our house guests at the house, Chuck and Michael. Thanks for listening at home. Hope you guys are still awake. See you in a little bit.
If you're not, we're going to download this and force you to listen to it four times in a row tomorrow.
I need to download it
after the concert, of course.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you again, Whip Society, for being here.
Yeah.
And Baby Bear, where are you going? You're not going to stay for Roundtable?
I will in a bit.
Okay. He will in a bit. He's
going
to go get some coffee and go have a cigarette or something.
He's going to talk about his snacks.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Virgin finally showed up. He was busy at the ripcord doing who knows what, but he's got a red glow-in-the-dark collar on.
I got it from one of the pledges from the Fire Dancer.
Oh, the Fire Dancer pledges. Okay.
Yeah, I got it from the one of the guys.
Okay.
I don't know what his name was.
I think Fire Dancers were bartending over there tonight.
Yeah, they were.
They were doing guest bartending over there.
They always do second weekend of the month.
Yeah, second weekend of the month, yeah.
I think
NLA does the first Saturday of the month.
I still think he needs two little glowing triangles right there. You know, one on each side.
So I think he needs duct tape right here over the mouth.
You know.
I'm going to say hello to my slave Kirby and my dog Molly.
Hello, Molly.
Hey, Kirby.
By the way, the last two pieces of music we listened to, Je lance un appel, that was by Kate Ryan. It's a remake of a Mélanie Farmer song. And the other song was I Love to Love You, Baby. That was a remake of an old Donna Summer song. That was done by the Tom Tom Club. The Tom Tom Club is basically the Talking Heads without David Byrne.
Yep.
They're the talented ones.
Ouch. Ouch.
Because the Tom Tom Club still puts out albums that actually sell, and David Byrne does not. Last good thing David Byrne did was Little Creatures, you know, and Burning Down the House. That's what they're known for. But Tom Tom Club had been resampled and remixed and sampled into other people's music from Mariah Carey to Marilyn Manson. So, I mean, you're across the board with that. So...
So what was the topic?
I think we're going to go... The topic's done, Virgin. You're late.
I just wanted to read it. I mean, later on.
You can read it later. You can take it with you later. Okay. Right now, we're going to do Roundtable.
Yay.
Jimmy's just looking like, good,
hey,
somebody,
Jimmy.
Shut Virgin up. Yeah.
Who let him in Roundtable? Stick him in his mouth, so be quiet.
So tonight for Roundtable, in the house.
Hi.
We have Baby Bear, Master Buzz Lawson, myself, Daddy Bear Robert, Virgin.
God. But you know you love me.
And Merlin.
Yeah, we love
you. Hello.
Merlin's here.
Yay.
We got Jimmy over on the other side of the wall.
Yeah.
And Chris with his usual lovely sarcasm and repartee.
This is me.
Who else is over there? I can't see.
Jose.
Jose is over there. Hi, Jose.
Hello.
So now it's time for round table.
And Robert is the center of the round table.
Yes, you are.
It's just, he's sitting there talking to you, and it's just all picking up on the microphone, and we can't hear what y'all were saying. So, you know, either share with the whole class. Oh, yes. If you're members of HCC, if you're members of Louie, don't forget this Wednesday, 7 o'clock is the membership meeting. We're doing packet stuffing. That means get there at 7 o'clock or before, because we're stuffing all the packets for the Louie registration.
Where?
I give up where.
Oh, great.
It's going to be at the BRB starting at 7 o'clock. For packet stuffing, the membership meeting will start at 8. Everybody get there. The more hands, the faster it goes, and the more beer you can drink in the interim.
Yay.
And it promises to be a cluster. You finish that sentence.
It's gotten a lot easier the past couple of years since without the program coming in.
A cluster FCC.
No. Headphones.
What was the number of that word again on the list? A number 5 or a number 7?
Did we lose your headphones? All right, on to round table.
Yay.
So who's happy that Barack Obama is actually going to get this package passed and try to get this country back on its feet?
Yes, I'm waiting for the $15 is supposed to trickle down to me for a week.
Yeah, despite the Republicans playing the partisan game again, but...
Yeah.
Well, the Democrats are doing the same thing, so it's...
I have to say that I have mixed feelings about it. I'm glad that it finally passed and somebody is actually doing something.
Is it actually really passed?
Even if it...
Yes, he's signing it Tuesday.
It is a reality.
I thought he was signing it Monday.
I thought I saw something
on one of the things saying Tuesday.
It's promising $757 billion, I believe, that we taxpayers are going to have to pay back over however many years. So it's... I mean, I have mixed feelings about it. The stimulus package is actually going to stimulate business. It's going to do a lot of really wonderful things, but remember that we're borrowing money against our future.
Yeah, I've heard it. I think what we should have done is seized all the assets of all the CEOs from the banks and Wall Street and used their assets and their money when they're paying themselves $5 billion bonuses.
That's what I was just getting ready to say.
Yeah.
And pump that money back into the economy.
Well, I just have this vivid...
I just say they need to go into Club Fed and have something pump into them.
Yeah.
I can't help... The most vivid thing I have in my head is that one congressman who said... Who basically, you know, when they all arrived in their private jets...
Yes.
Said something to the effect of, it's a little bit like showing up to the soup kitchen wearing a brand new tuxedo. You know?
Yeah, you're begging for money,
but you're showing up in a private jet that cost them several million dollars.
And obviously they've wasted most of the money that they've gotten in the first place. Mm. It sure has not been put back into the financial system where it needs to be put back.
And you know, while the Republicans want to play politics... While the Republicans want to play politics and be, all, you know, they're going to take their toys and go home, whatever, they had plenty of time to sort this thing out. And obviously they couldn't figure it out while they were in charge. So they need to stop whining like a bunch of two-year-olds.
Well, as far as bailing out the financial institutions, why are we throwing good money after bad? Why are we throwing money at people who have proven that they cannot manage it?
Yeah. Well, the one thing, for my French file who happens to be listening, if you're listening, the one good thing that the French government did, they had one of their major banks fail. The French government stepped in, fired everybody, all the CEOs and all the upper management in that bank and replaced
without
them.
Without bonuses.
Well, that's what FDIC does.
And
the FDIC would go in, shut down a bank, fire all the people, bring in new people.
That's the way it should be.
Yeah, but the problem is the people that get fired here have golden parachutes. In France, they took away the golden parachute. Yeah. They said, no, you get nothing. Get out. You ruined it. Get out.
I believe that Barack said that he was going to do away with the golden parachutes.
Yeah. He said that the money was conditional, that there was no golden parachutes. You don't get that. You don't
that's
get
why, some of, why some of the banks were trying to give the money back.
Yeah, it makes no, for giving it back, too.
It makes no sense to me. Absolutely no sense to, if your CEO has screwed up the company.
Why is he getting a bonus?
And you get fired, and then the board tells him to take a hike for them to hand him more money. I'm like, you just said that you don't, that he screwed up the company, but you're going to hand him more money for leaving.
No.
Well, the thing that sticks in my craw is these CEOs of these financial institutions saying, we have to give these people these million-dollar bonuses because that's how you keep good talent. Well, if they're so talented, then why are you going bankrupt?
Yeah. Exactly. Hello. Exactly.
You know, they try to blame it on the consumers instead of taking blame for what they've done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and you know,
and it's not the consumers.
There will not be one conviction. There will be no jail time for any of these people.
And there needs to be.
No. They have destroyed the economy and the world. And
I don't know. It only took them 7 years to start going after the Enron folks.
Not one of them. Not one of these people is going to be prosecuted for malfeasance. They should be, but they're not.
Ooh, malfeasance. That's the secret word for the day. That's a good
I think
one.
I saw a duck drop down on that one.
He shot, he scored.
I was waiting for anything to go kind of crazy in here, you know, like Pee Wee's Playhouse.
I was going for the older reference.
Oh, God. Which
I'm not sure if anyone here got the older reference of the duck dropping down from the ceiling.
Yeah, I did.
No, because we're not as old as you.
I remember when they brought it back.
Please, I said looky-loo earlier, okay? Yeah, I know what you were saying.
I wonder if it's the same caller saying, shut up about politics and play music. Well, guess what? This is a public affairs program. We'll use music as interstellar.
Yeah.
All right, let's get on to something
else. This is talk radio. If you want to hear music, change the channel.
All right, here's a lovely story out of England.
Whoa.
And I joked about this earlier because some people say there's a certain type of guy I like, and we finally found some DILF.
Yeah.
Oh.
This is when DILF hits to catch a predator.
DILF. Oh.
Dad, I'd like to fornicate.
Oh. Okay. It's a MILF with something extra. Yeah.
Innocent-eyed Alfie Patton spent his first night acting as a 13-year-old dad and declared it was easier than I thought. A 13-year-old boy knocked up a 15-year-old girl.
Well, think about this.
Statutory rape?
He's 13 now. When he knocked her up, he was 12.
He was 12.
Yeah. Is that statutory rape?
I'm not sure what it is in England. Well, actually, it could be considered because the age of consent in England is 16.
What? Okay, but he's younger than she is. Who raped who?
She raped him.
True. It's hard to tell on this one, but okay.
I think we'll flip a coin. Because his girlfriend is 15 now. I think we'll be good parents. We'll have to work extra hard at school. The
school for who? The kid or them?
What is she going to do? Warm up the baby food in her Easy Bake Oven? Let's warm up the bottle. Grab the Easy Bake. Plug it in. You got a fresh light bulb?
Just think of it. When he graduates high school, his daughter will be entering kindergarten.
That's scary. Yeah.
It is.
I saw an interview. I saw an interview they did.
How old
with
he
them.
Look? He looks like he's like 8.
In the interview that they did on World News Tonight, they asked the little boy. He was holding the baby, and she was like sitting there on the bed next to him. They asked him, "Well, what are you going? How do you feel about your finances?" He goes, "What's finances?
Yeah.
What are you going to do for money?"
$5 a week allowance for mom and dad.
No. Sometimes I get a 10-pound note from my
Ooh.
Parents.
Ooh,
that's impressive.
What's $5 America?
That'll buy a lot of baby formula.
Yeah.
Unless they're on the dole.
But they are.
What about Pampers?
They actually are.
I'm not going to say a word.
She lives at home with her mother, an unemployed stepfather, with 5 siblings. And they're all on government support.
Oh, wow.
The boy gets to come over and spend the night sometimes. In fact, he has a school uniform over there, and so he can go directly from her house to school.
Oh, my.
This was the first time.
This is literally children raising children.
This is a boy still in short pants.
They say his voice hasn't even cracked.
Gully, anti-mame long pants. Can I try them on right now?
I saw the article, and I pulled up the first picture, the first article yesterday at work, and it had him holding his daughter.
He looks like he's 9 years old.
Yeah.
They look like little brother and sister.
That's what the article said. It looks like a brother welcoming his sister into the world. But no, it's a father and
daddy.
Yeah.
Now, how does this play into DILF? Do you need to move to Sweden and join NAMBLA?
Well, he's technically a dad.
That was Germany now.
He's technically a dad.
Yes.
He's still 12 years old.
I know. Yeah, but what if... It's the catch a predator joke.
What if you don't have a dad and have octuplets?
Ooh.
We're not going to talk about that.
Can we put them all on a barge to, I don't know, hell?
How about some island?
Some island where they
hell
can all...
take them.
I just don't like a supporting, you know...
What are you talking about?
And
that?
I don't even believe in hell. That's kind of scary.
Are you talking about that psycho cow that's got 14 kids?
Yes.
Okay.
She had 6 kids and she felt lonely. So she found... She worked extra hard at her part-time job and took money from the settlement she had from workers' comp when she got attacked at some psych ward that, surprisingly, she was a worker, a patient.
Yeah.
She should have been and should be a patient.
And found some doctor to implant.
Yes, and the doctor's being brought up on charges.
He should be.
He should be made to pay for some of those children he helped create.
Yeah. Technically, I consider him the father, yes. Yeah,
I've met people at sci-fi cons with a higher degree of reality than
now, this
woman.
Yeah. She just had octuplets. She's got, 14 or 17
14 kids.
And she's got a publicist and a business manager for a part-time job. And now she's upset because the offers for commercials and endorsements
aren't coming in.
What did you expect, Lady? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
She's got a website. She's got a website, and big as brass on it, it says donate here.
Yeah.
You can click on a bar. This is donate here.
Here's my donation.
She's on the web begging for money.
Yeah. Call family services and have all those kids taken away and adopted where they can be taken care of.
Well, most of those children, because they're premature, are going to have health problems.
Oh, yeah.
So and who's going to be supporting them for the rest of their lives?
Three of the ones she's already got are special needs kids.
They say one of them is autistic.
One is autistic, one has ADHD, and the other one is borderline autistic.
And we have no idea what the eight are going to have.
Yeah. I mean, at least the Duggards who pop out a kid every year and start them all with the letter J. Yeah. At least he's taken enough financial responsibility that he's making enough to care for.
Yeah, but she's got a part-time job. She's pretty much living off the government.
She already is, yeah.
She's living off the government already. She didn't...
How the hell is she paying a publicist and a businessman?
How in the world did she pay to get in vitro fertilization?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Well, see, that's why the doctor's being brought up on charges, because they think all this was done slapshot illegally under the
counter. Isn't that what she did with the settlement money?
What? I don't know.
Yeah, hold but on,
it was pay for the in vitro.
Somebody called in about the doctor in California. Apparently, this isn't the first time he
has played this game.
Yeah.
No, he inseminated her the first time.
Yeah, right.
Same doctor.
So he's responsible for the first group of kids.
Oh. Well, I don't think they were all the same age, the first group.
Strangely enough. But from what I understand, at least two of the original six are twins, I think.
I love how they call her Octomom.
Octomom.
What do you call it for 14, though?
Strangely enough, all 14 of these children have the same father, the same donor. My understanding is that donor is now considering litigation.
Man, he must be tired. That's a lot of work he had to do.
They use donated sperm. Obviously, she's not married to this
man.
Yeah,
really, please. A couple of jerks in a paper cup does not make him a father.
There's a word for a woman who now has 14 kids. Certifiable.
Yeah.
We have a word for that.
I think that one of the tabloids said that she's obsessed with Angelina Jolie or something.
Yeah.
Well, that
no,
explains.
No, no.
Wait,
no.
Have you said
Angelina Jolie can afford her children?
No, but hello. Have you seen this woman? How did she afford the plastic surgery? That's what I want to know.
She looks a lot like her.
Because, I mean, you see her pictures of her from the first, before she had, you know, when she had
a couple
the first
of days.
And
she has had work done.
She's had plastic surgery done.
And how she can afford that on a part-time job with 14 kids is beyond
the government. That's how she affords it.
Yeah. What's she paying her publicist with? Food stamp caviar?
I heard one of the nighttime comedians say, Angelina Jolie takes kids out of poverty. Octomom puts them in.
Maybe we need to call Angelina and tell her to adopt these kids.
All 14.
Or Madonna.
Oh, Lord.
No.
Why?
On the list of
Madonna would be a better mother than she is.
She's got the money.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll have to agree with that.
But she prefers to date boys that young. So.
not the age of those babies.
Yeah. Madonna and that little 12-year-old Dilf. There you go.
All right, Chris, what's next?
Oh, let's go to hypocrisy. Hypocrisy. Religion and hypocrisy. How's that sound?
There's an original.
Aren't they the same thing?
Oh no. Are we talking? We're going to talk about him now, aren't we?
In Dallas?
Yes. Okay.
Happened in Dallas? Why?
Dallas megachurch pastor. Actually, doesn't he call himself Bishop? T.D. Jakes said he would never hire a sexually active gay person, has spoken out against same-sex marriage, has called homosexuality a brokenness. Now his son has been arrested in a sex sting after approaching law enforcement officers in a park and exposing himself to them while masturbating.
Oh, my God.
Who does he think he is? George Michael?
Well, he has the face.
No. Ooh.
Michael Jackson.
No, he likes the young girl.
Dark.
I was going to say Baker, but okay.
Jermaine Donald Jakes, 29, faces a charge of indecent exposure after allegedly exposing himself in front of two undercover vice detectives shortly after 10 p.m.
And they were male.
Yes. The detectives were both male. Oops. According to the arrest affidavit, the detectives were conducting an investigation into citizen complaints of sexual activity when they observed Jakes and several other unknown males park their vehicles in the lot east of the park. At 2106 West Keist Avenue.
Everyone's writing that down right now.
They're running there.
That's what Boz is doing it.
So, like, what is this, like a swagger thing? It wasn't me, it was just the drugs?
Detectives followed Jakes into the wooded area where he approached them with his penis exposed through his unzipped pants, which the affidavit... Now, that was also from the Dallas Voice. The Dallas Morning News...
I've got somebody on the phone, on my personal phone right now, who says that T.D. Jakes has a profile on gay.com.
Interesting.
Ooh, so what does Daddy think about this?
That is the Daddy. T.D. Jakes is the
bigot. Oh, that's the Daddy?
Yeah, T.D. is.
Well, isn't he a bigot?
The Dallas Morning News reports the son of Potter's House Bishop T.D. Jakes turned himself into Dallas County Jail on Thursday on a decent exposure charge. The part I like is this. Let's see, what part did it say? So maybe on another report I said. On the arrest report, he listed his place of employment as the church.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yep. It's amazing how people can be such bigots.
I like that. That's funny.
You know, it's one of
No, it's not funny. It's actually very sad.
It's very pathetic.
It's one of those things, you know, which you don't want in your garden. I think it's the thing we say.
Gays hating themselves so much they take it out on other gays.
Yeah.
Until they get caught. And then they blame it on drugs, alcohol, and...
Well, he turned himself into
I found God again. I'm straight again.
He's not listing it, but... Okay.
Found God.
I have to say this.
Please, go ahead.
So, apparently, the stepson of Bishop T.D. Jakes was arrested for polishing the bishop in a park.
<That's funny. laughs>
Oh.
I'm sorry. The minute you said that, it conjured up images of bed knobs and broomsticks.
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, no, no, no. Let's not even go to bed knobs and broomsticks.
Oh, no. Okay, we are not ruining my favorite Disney movie in this conversation.
Okay.
Yeah, it gives a whole
leave thing. It to Disney to do bed knobs, a movie, a musical about the Nazis.
Yeah, you know? Hello.
And make it appealing.
And make it
to
funny.
Kids.
Exactly. Yeah.
All of a sudden, we started thinking, we start saying that, you know, bed knobs and broomsticks, and the first song that pops into my head is Bobbing Along.
Beautiful seat.
Oh, my.
But our other lovely minister that also has...
Oh, Lord, which one?
What's his face?
Excuse the pun there, but...
Yeah.
What, Swagger?
No. The one that they just did the HBO special with.
Oh, yes. I can't remember his name now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, his 15 minutes are up. We forgot it.
It's like, sorry, but you...
Oh,
Haggard.
Haggard.
I'm sorry, I said Swaggered. I meant Haggard.
Well, you know, he
has that gay swagger.
See a theme? Anyhow.
Well, he's been healed.
Yeah. Well,
he's been healed. He's been fisted. He's been
now he's claiming that he is a bona fide heterosexual with issues.
Yes, he's saying
issues in Life magazine. According to the report from one of his, I guess they're calling him a victim. One of the issues he has is he made a dildo replica of his own equipment, in which his wife uses and he also uses.
I think he actually has issues and he's looking for someone to collect them.
And I'm not gay, my boyfriend is.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah. I saw part of the interview with the alleged victim that came out afterwards, got a bunch of hush money for it. I don't think Haggard really led him into homosexuality.
He could find it all himself.
Yeah, I think Haggard found him in the gay neighborhood.
In Dallas, perhaps?
Maybe. Who knows? I always say I'm not gay. I just think men make better lovers.
No.
Well, that's very similar to Mr. Paul, the leader of the straight again or delivered ministry being found in a New York gay bar.
Oh, yeah. He was ministering. Yes.
Oh, he was ministering.
He was on his knees and ministering, all right. He said he was there to use the bathroom.
And oh, God, may have come out of his mouth. But then
he's administering.
he told the press that he was there to use the bathroom.
That's what he's doing.
But what was he using the bathroom for?
Exactly.
There's always a bathtub in a bathroom.
He was practicing his tap dancing lessons.
They make my...
Oh, was he taking tap dancing lessons from Larry Craig?
Yes, he was practicing his tap dance routine in the bathroom of the gay bar.
In the bathtub?
Yeah,
bathroom. Restroom. It was a restroom, not a bathroom.
Oh, okay.
It was in a bar.
I just wanted to make sure. Well, no,
wasn't that kind of bar?
Okay, I was going to say, there are bars with...
You know,
the trough at the Ritz Bar doesn't.
It was not a trough.
Just because someone lays down in it and asks for a shower.
I have it in bars with bathtubs.
Yes.
No, I want to. That's kind of interesting.
Oh, God.
Discuss it later.
We'll talk about
yellow hankies later, please.
Maybe next. Okay, whatever. Okay.
Yeah, besides, you're wearing pink tonight.
It's not.
Shrimping?
It's like pig.
Ooh.
Staying in Dallas police news.
Okay.
The lesbian sheriff in Dallas County, Lupe Valdez, has updated the Sheriff's Department employment non-discrimination policy to include sexual orientation and gender identity.
Good.
While the city of Dallas has included sexual orientation and non-discrimination policies since 1995, this will be the first department in the county government to include gender identity. The policy went into effect in January, 2 months after Valdez was elected to her second term.
It took her that long to do it?
Well, I think she wanted to wait until she was...
It takes women longer.
Well, I think you kind of want to wait until you're established first to really bring something like this to the table, you know?
Okay, has anybody read the articles about Iceland, the first openly gay prime minister?
I heard something about this.
I heard about it.
Hello.
There is a lesbian who she is openly gay, running for prime minister. I'm not sure
she was elected. She was elected.
I wasn't sure if they had their elections yet or not.
Well, it's
Goddess knows they need somebody with some fresh ideas. Their economy has just gone to hell.
Well, that's what happened. Is that unlike the way we've got it set up here? You know, the person who has the controls the most in the parliament is the prime minister, like how they have in England. Mm-hmm. So you know. To give you a frame of reference, put into American terms for you, Nancy Pelosi would be running the United States if we had a parliamentary system.
Right.
I can hear screams coming from over at the Clear Channel stations. But
somebody just screamed like they saw Cthulhu.
And what happened in Iceland is that the ruling parties that were, you know, had the coalition together and had the votes of the majority, basically the coalition fell apart. And so new coalitions were formed, and the winner of this was an openly lesbian who is now the Prime Minister of Iceland, the only openly gay
elected official of the country
in modern times.
Yeah, there are
you know, Alexander the Great.
There are gay kings, queens, blah 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 throughout history, but she's the first openly gay
elected
leader.
Hopefully soon we'll have our first openly gay mayor.
I'm not going to comment on that one.
Not touching it.
We can't.
Coward. We can't either.
Yeah. You never know, she might be listening.
All right.
Was she actually thrown in her name yet?
Yes.
Yes.
I thought
yes.
it was still a consideration.
No.
She threw it in.
There's about a week ago.
Yeah, check out YouTube. It's been about a week. It's already on there.
Okay, I will say something. She's got my vote.
If you don't know who we're talking about Anise Parker. She is running for mayor of Houston. She is openly gay. She's always been openly gay. She's been on city council for years.
Yeah.
And city comptroller.
City comptroller et al.
So, all right, let's go to
next.
We're going to go down a bit here.
Let's go down a little bit. Can we get out of Dallas? No. Yeah, we're getting out of Dallas.
Okay.
We're going to Pennsylvania.
I'm right here, Robert. I'm right here.
Okay. We're going to get a little serious now for a change, okay?
Okay.
On here. We got a couple of little serious stuff on this part. Mm. Story out of Pennsylvania. Army veteran there, body of Michael Gosher, 21-year-old Pennsylvania man, an Army veteran who had been missing since February, was found in a wooded area in rural Pennsylvania, southeast of Scranton. They've already arrested the suspect. Sean Freemore was arrested and charged with the murder 8 days after he was last seen. Gosher had served in the U.S. Army as a convoy driver and mechanic stationed in Alaska, according to relatives. He had returned to Pennsylvania where he was working as a custodian. Apparently what happened is the two of these men met on the internet and had a relationship at one point, and they went around, they got together for a second time, and the one person wasn't as interested as he was the last time. The two men had a sexual encounter inside the victim's car. Freeman said that they met. Another meeting was arranged for the night of February 3rd. Shortly after midnight, the two men met, and Freemore said the victim tried to have sex with him, but Freemore refused and got out of the car. When Gosher followed, Freemore stabbed him in the neck and then admitted to forcing Gosher into the woods with several more stabs and taking his car keys. Covered over the body with snow.
Jesus Christ.
Well, at least he preserved the evidence.
Yeah, police said a knife and cleaver were found near the victim's body.
Oh, my God.
If he's taken... Now, wait. I didn't read.
Who travels around with a cleaver in their vehicle?
To me, that sounds very premeditated.
It does. Cleaver.
The coroner said the body was stabbed about 20 times. Police drove. Freemore then told police he drove the victim's car to the spot where it was discovered and then walked home, throwing his pants and shirts into the woods.
Isn't 20 times excessive?
I would say so.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, I would think two times is excessive.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I think two times would be fine.
But
if you don't hit your mark the first time, but still, I mean, this is horrible.
I don't want
20 times is excessive. Yeah, two times is fine.
But yeah, the way
I don't want to bother anybody with details, but this is one dumb
Yeah,
yes. I mean, the man's life may have been ended, but this is one dumb killer burying a guy in snow.
Preserve.
Well, he was trying to cover it over, and you know, there's snow
and preserve it. It's only going to stay buried until the weather warms up.
Yeah.
Hello.
But you know, it's one of those things. I'm waiting to hear what the defense is going to be on it, and the way this article
he gave
starts off written there. It's going to sound like gay panic.
Yeah,
it is. What it sounds like they're going to try.
It just reeks of it.
It was a moment of passion.
And
if they'd already,
I'm sorry, on a second tryst, on a second date.
Yeah,
that I'd buy. I wouldn't even buy that on a first one.
No.
But on a second, I don't think so.
But to have a cleaver with you, that kind of proves it.
Yeah,
and especially if it wasn't your vehicle.
Exactly.
That means you were
carrying a cleaver in your...
On you.
Yeah.
That's pretty...
On an arranged date?
Yeah, you were
arranging to stab somebody.
Yeah, I mean,
that's all I can think. He thought he was a zombie. That's it.
So obviously he needed a cleaver.
Exactly.
And speaking of...
Unless he was Wally.
with hate issues. For those of you out there, you've got one day left to go to T-Shirt Hell.
Why?
For what?
They're shutting down their website.
They are shutting down their website because the guy's fed up with complaints.
Oh.
Now, their most recent... Now, this is a site that makes T-shirts that are very...
Obnoxious.
Obnoxious,
and offensive.
But fun.
Stop.
But...
They're very obnoxious and offensive to some people.
Correct. And basically, this guy's gotten tired of all the crap.
I don't blame him. I know what we get, so...
Now, the most recent one that he is kind of... He has a couple of them that are a little homophobic. One of them is a takeoff of the John Deere logo, which features a person instead of a deer, and a mob on the outside of it going, "Nothing runs like a queer."
Oh,
ouch.
That is such an awesome shirt, and I want one.
The most recent one that really got... the uproar was a shirt saying, "It's not gay if you beat them up afterwards."
Oh,
damn. Oh, that is wrong.
That's not cool.
Okay, but to his defense, if you actually look at that website, he trashes every religion, every lifestyle.
Yes, exactly, he
every
does.
He's an equal opportunity offender. He's the Lisa Lampanelli of the T-shirt.
He's the Mancio of the T-shirt.
It's social commentary. Some of his stuff are, you know, way overboard, you know.
But I don't agree, and this is one thing my company will not do. We will not print any messages that could incite hate or violence.
Yeah. Right.
We refuse orders like that.
Yeah.
So
I know somebody who's going to be very disappointed.
I think there is a there's a line that's been crossed because shirts like that can incite violence against a specific group of people.
Well, if they're not inciting it, they're certainly promoting it.
Yes.
See, I hadn't seen any shirts on there that were like that before.
He always ends up taking them off because people complain.
So many people would complain, and he's been getting death threats.
I've gotten some good T-shirts there.
He's had death threats, people threatening to bomb his
loves the T-shirts
his home.
And, you know, but I mean, with being a part of the station, I believe a lot in free speech. And
I don't think free speech entitles...
No, there isn't. And some of his shirts, you know... The one where he has a grayscale rainbow and says straight underneath it.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's cute.
That's cute. Yeah. That does not incite violence.
Yeah, no. And some of his other stuff is very offensive, and some of it does promote violence on those things. But the one thing I like what he did with I read his farewell speech on there, and he says, "You know what? I could sell this off to somebody for millions of dollars, but I don't, because I want to keep what the core of it was." And, you know, whether or not you agree with what he says, he's sticking by what his beliefs are. And his belief was to put out a product that was to at least stir up dialogue.
But there's a difference in stirring up dialogue and stirring up violence.
And I agree with that completely.
Stirring up dialogue, stirring up a mob, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there is that fine line, and yes.
And he has crossed
it. He crossed it on several issues
times
there.
But not just gays.
Yeah.
I mean, he's done extremely offensive shirts against Jews, Catholics,
Christians,
Baptists.
Yes.
I mean, he's across the board offensive.
Oh, yeah.
But was one there, I think the difference is his shirts do promote a message of hate and could incite violence against a specific group of people.
But he's had a lot of shirts that weren't, though, that were...
I know.
That yeah, were the fact actually
he,
funny.
Yes, but he did cross the line he, on
yes,
those.
Yes, he did cross the line.
Now he's paying the price for crossing that line. That is a line my company does not cross. We have turned down orders
and
jobs.
And I understand that. And it's terrible that he's ruined his company like that.
Well.
Because it was a fun place to go.
But you know what? In 6 months, he will reopen under another name and he will pare down what he's selling.
If he's smart.
He will.
Well, hopefully it'll be a lesson
shame.
Learned.
It's a shame that he's done this, though.
Those shirts, I agree. That's wrong.
I have a really great shirt at home that's a red shirt with black piping around the edge, and it says expendable on it. Oh. And only Star Trek fans get
it. I want one that says happy parole.
Happy what?
Happy parole.
All right.
I also have one with a centaur on it that says original hybrid.
go to a little bit different news, a little bit not happy, but not sad. In Orange County, high school principal has banned gay characters in the drama department.
Well, there won't be anybody in the drama.
Exactly.
No. Not gay students, well, just gay characters. Like, they can't do Torch Song Trilogy. They can't do, well, anything by John Waters.
They can't do Victor Victoria.
Victor Victoria.
Well, that's the funny thing. They
can't do Epstein. What they were trying to do was Rent.
Yeah.
I
remember reading that.
The principal has banned the portrayal of gay characters in their high school drama department, writes a concerned reader to QWERTY. This has not yet hit the news, but a letter below is a letter one of the students sent to recent alumni. They've confirmed the letter there. It's basically, they already had cut out the kissing scene.
Mm-hmm.
Of the gay and lesbian kissing scenes, but most likely not the heterosexual kissing scenes.
Why? I mean, in Orange County, haven't they seen Orange County Housewives? I mean,
Lord. Hello. Yeah.
Understand, Orange County is the new Bible Belt.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Well, why do you think they call it Orange County? It's like Anita Bryant country.
Is this Orange County, Florida, or Orange County, California?
California, of all places.
That's what I'm thinking. Orange County, California is the new Bible Belt.
I mean, isn't that...
They're so good, they're bad.
There's a church on every corner.
Oh, is that Bob Dornan's...
I believe so.
...stomping grounds?
It just brought up this image. I'm in airports all the time, and I sit there and see straight couples kissing and sucking face all the time.
Public tongue sucking contest.
And I'm like, I really want to go up to them and tell them how rude it is.
How offensive it is to me as a gay man to have to sit there and look at that.
And look at you sucking face.
Because if we did
exactly.
We get beat up, arrested. Whatever.
Exactly.
Does anybody remember the Focus on Families video, The Gay Agenda? Where they took segments filmed of gay pride parades where they actually showed some of the worst, some of the most flagrant, most flamboyant. This is what gay people are all about. This is the agenda. I'm all for promoting a video of the heterosexual agenda. Let's film all of the strip joints, the massage parlors, and go around and film some of the billboards that you can see along the side of the road. What are they promoting? Uh-huh. Heterosexual sex. Premarital, extramarital.
But they get all up in arms.
Include some
of
the commercials that we're bombarded with on television.
But the thing is...
Yeah, but you put a drag queen on a moving vehicle or a go-go boy on a moving vehicle, and they get...
It's repulsive.
Yeah.
Oh, it's an agenda. It's an agenda. We're out to ruin society.
Well, here's the thing I don't understand. They approved the school doing Rent. Did this principal not know anything about it?
Apparently not.
Because...
He thought it was a Snidely Whiplash thing. I don't know.
But, I mean, here's the thing. For those of you who don't know Rent, okay, it's...
The whole thing centers around gay
characters. Well, it centers around HIV and AIDS. So you have two characters, which are ex. One's an ex-junkie, one's a current junkie.
One's
and
gender.
That's how they acquired HIV.
Yeah.
You've got a gay male couple. One is a teacher. The other one is a drag performer, basically. And you know, is there explain that's how they received HIV.
There's a lesbian couple.
There's a lesbian couple in there who are not positive, but interracial.
But the lesbian couple, they're the comic relief. Lesbians, who would have thought?
So, I mean, the whole concept of this, I mean, you've got the ex-junkies, you've got gay couples, you've got lesbian. How in the world did it get approved in the first place for them to take it away?
And I know that the rent touring company did go to California. How did he not know about this?
You know, the thing is
or see
when
the movie.
I was in
rent
high school, we were going to attempt to do a funny thing happen on the way to the forum. And for 1991, that was pretty risque.
Yeah.
You know.
And this is a version that's edited for
that's
schools.
Because Zara Mostel was such a flaming queen.
Now, I can understand if they didn't want to do Caligula on stage.
Yeah.
I actually, in 1991, I actually saw a high school production of A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, only it was in Washington State, which is traditionally a liberal state.
I thought you were going to say Caligula.
Yeah.
No.
That would have been
right up until almost there.
It was the Masterpiece Theater version. Not the Bob Guccione version.
The year I graduated high school, we were given two choices of musicals that we could do for that year. One was Bye Bye Birdie, the other was No No Nanette. Of course, we all chose Bye Bye Birdie, and then the school board said, no, you can't do that.
And the school board said, no, no, Nanette.
Yes. So that's the one we did.
I thought they only did...
Oh, don't
Gladiators
go there.
When you
don't go there.
Scripts were on stone tablets.
Oh, my goodness.
That was good, though. I get a point for that one.
Yeah, we reenacted the trial of Socrates.
Yeah. What were those?
Oh, and you got to be one of the boys, right?
Right.
That had to go up and be interrogated. You were one of Socrates' boys. Okay.
In the immortal words of Socrates, I drank
I
what?
I drank what?
I thought they said that at Jonestown, too.
Yeah.
Well, I swished it around in my mouth, but
I didn't swallow.
Yeah, but enough about your last trick.
Honey, that was your last trick.
Oh, he doesn't have tricks anymore.
Jimmy didn't get the joke why I looked
I
at
never
him
tricked
after that
anyway.
Comment.
So that's what
he's got... Oh. David Robert does have him a man.
Wait, yeah. The last time I tricked.
Oh, wait, that
was
Virgin's last trick. I'm sorry.
I don't trick. Yeah, that was a Virgin comment. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Funny, you know, he can trick like he does and he still tries to call himself Virgin.
Why do you think he was late arriving? He couldn't leave the ripcord until he had one.
Yeah, he was tied up at the ripcord.
Yeah, with glow sticks. He's still wearing one around his neck.
I'm afraid to ask where the other one is.
It was given to me by one of the pledges for fire dancers.
Yeah, as a thank you, I'm sure.
Story, honey. You stick to that story.
Is that like the fire plug?
If someone is going to tie Virgin in the backyard of somewhere, someone take a page out of Michael Vick's book.
Okay, Chris.
We love you, Virgin.
I haven't said anything controversial in 2 weeks. Once again, no mention of cheeseburger and that, so.
No cheeseburger, hamburger.
No,
no fries, chips.
All right, in time now for our... What in the hell?
Yeah. Time for what in the hell?
Always
like what in the hell.
This is WTF moment for sure.
Whiskey, tango, foxtrot.
Exactly.
A German, go figure, steel foundry worker has been given 9 months jail sentence after poking an air rifle up his friend's bottom and firing it.
Interesting.
An air gun?
Yes. Causing his intestines to explode.
Ooh. Air gun?
Yes. It looks like it's, you know, like a little wand
that's
thing.
Kind of interesting.
Yeah.
To blow out, you know, if you're...
Yeah, I know. We have them at work to blow out
like
screens.
A duster thing. Yeah. Dennis Schwartz.
Soap screens.
Ouch.
Dennis Schwartz said he only wanted to help his pal who complained about his sweaty buttocks from working in the...
Oh, my God!
In the Halberg Gus factory... where molten metal kept temperatures soaring.
You know what? Go home. Go into. Tell your wife, honey, I'll be right back. Go in the bathroom, grab one of her maxi pads, and put it in your underpants in the morning.
Yes.
Yeah, hello.
You know? You got a sweaty butt, stick a maxi pad between it.
He
Don't
said
stick
he
had, an air hose up your butt and expect to live.
He said he had jokingly offered to help his friend cool down by blowing some air over him and said, quote, we often played around with air rifles.
I'll bet you did.
It was just a bit of fooling around, and I said I was going to shoot him in the bum. He said he didn't care, and I pulled the trigger, and he just collapsed.
Is that like blowing smoke up the bum?
I don't think that's quite the same. You're going to explode.
Now, see, here's the problem. He should not use one of those things because they're hooked up to air compressors. He should have just gotten one of those little cans that you get at Circuit City.
Yeah.
With the little red stick?
With the little red stick, because those don't have as much pressure. You hook that thing up to an air compressor, that's what they fill up a tire with. And think about it. You go to the tire store, they fill up your tire in about 3 seconds with air.
And the good part with you
And that's like, what they popped up his butt.
Well, he did fill up a tube, really, but it was...
freeze your rear end. Yeah, he
popped his inner tube.
He popped his inner tube.
Wes was bringing up a good point there. So, you know, at least with using the compressed can, if it gets too rough, you know, if it's too much pressure and all that, and there's some problems, the can starts to freeze, so you automatically have a cold compress to put there.
Okay. Great. Keep those hemorrhoids from flaring up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't use the red stick because, you know, with your luck there, you know, I know sometimes there you don't put in the right, you know, the
shoots
the spray, it shoots the straw out, and then...
That's like WD-40.
That's getting screwed by a mosquito.
And it's just as bad as being, you know, if you're the vicar over in England trying to explain why the greased potatoes up your bum.
Did you miss that story?
You thought the sure shot at potato. Full force was bad.
Ooh.
what was that, Jimmy?
And you thought the sure shot at full force was bad.
Sure shot at full force.
Salad shooter.
Hey, but the difference is with a salad shooter, you can control the pressure, okay?
Yeah,
exactly.
When you use a gun hooked up to an air compressor, there's no control over the pressure. It's either on or off.
Well, there's a trigger.
Yeah, I know, but that trigger, it's on or off.
These are the reasons we have the Darwin Awards. Anyhow, moving on.
The court in Leipzig said he gave him a suspended sentence, heard that the high-pressure blast had ruptured the man's intestine and he almost died. The victim said, I suddenly felt this incredible pain you can't imagine. I couldn't breathe, it hurt so much. You can't know how happy I was when I got to hospital and they gave me an anesthetic.
Oof.
The blast of air burst his intestines, causing massive internal bleeding, an emergency operation with the victim almost died from. He was in intensive care for 11 days.
Oh, my God.
Good God.
A big section of Lauren's intestine was removed, and he's been fitted with a colostomy bag.
Eek. Good God.
Love. Well, that was his fault for asking to get air blown up his bum.
Well, he has a balloon.
Yeah. Oh, God, man.
Oh.
So that was our somewhat cutesy story.
That's like the what the hell?
Yeah,
well,
you're right on that one.
Now he can have air up his bum as much as he wants to with a colostomy.
No.
He can wear brown shoes. He already has the matching bag.
Standing ovation for Master Buzz on that one.
Yeah.
Oh, that was good.
Oh.
But it was nasty.
Oh, I thought I was going to hell for dressing as a nun throwing out condoms. This show is...
We'll be right there with you.
Yeah.
I punched your ticket and I'm driving the bus.
We're
Come
just
on.
Making sure to get you there first class. Okay? No coach for you.
What is this hand basket and why are we in it?
Yeah. And where are we going?
Oh, God. Back to the ripcord, according to Virgin.
I think we've arrived.
Ripcord is closed now.
Yeah,
unless you're in the
Thank God.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
No, I believe they're still serving soda for another 10 minutes.
Okay.
But they serve until 4.
Oh, yeah. We're getting close to the end of this hour.
This little
episode.
Bacchanalia.
Edition.
Of After Hours, Queer Attitude, Radio 90.1.
Imagine how it's going to be when we come in here after Louie.
Woohoo!
Oh, Lordy.
I'm glad I'm not
That's
on that.
That's if
now.
Any of us can walk
it's
after
got
Louis,
a delay button,
know?
Right? It has a delay button, but does it have a puke mute button?
Yeah. That could be bad.
Yeah, radio with air sickness bags.
That's only when Virgin walks in.
Not true.
Thanksgiving happens when he arrives. Halloween happens when he arrives. Thanksgiving when he leaves.
That was a good one. I'll do it like that.
Okay, well, Buzz, grab your brown shoes and your matching handbag. We need to get out of here.
Coming up at the top of the hour is Zydeco Pasale.
Yes!
Let's make like babies and head out.
Yeah. So what was the topic tonight?
Oh, hush.
Shut up.
Good night, kid.
Download the show.
Buona notte. Ciao. Blessed be.
Asti spumanti.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Support KPFT. Keep this radio free and peaceful.
You've been listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. If you want to... put your mic back on.
Yeah.
If you want to get in contact with us, you can send us an email at afterhours@kpft.org. You can send us traditional snail mail at After Hours, care of KPFT, 419 Lovett Boulevard.
Love, TT.
Houston, Texas, 77006.
Not just a zip code, but a life.
And we really love hearing from y'all. Let us know what you like, what you don't like. Love mail, hate mail, story ideas, upcoming events.
Dirty pictures!
Send it to us either way you want. Thank you to those listeners who contributed to the pledge drive. If you haven't made your pledge of redeemed your pledge of support, we encourage you to do that as soon as you can. And if you haven't paid and you want to pay, go to kpft.org and you can put a pledge of support in for us at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Have I stalled long enough?
Well,
pretty close to it.
Wes, do you have any last words?
Just tune in next week, same bat time, same bat channel.
Uh-huh. Because we can tell them what we're doing next week.
What are we doing next week?
Next week we are going to have
Jay Arsenault.
We'll have Jay Arsenault in the second part of the show. First part, we're going to have Stage Door Inc. with their cast from same time.
Fabulous.
Next year, that's good. Jay Arsenault. I got to get in contact with him again.
Okay.
See what he's up to. I haven't seen him online.
Oh.
But we'll be here. We'll have live musician in.
Mm-hmm.
Live theater.
And wow.
And live craziness.
And the lively crowd that always tends to show up here on the show that we do here, whatever you want to call us.
This motley crew that we have.
Yes.
Yeah. Delete files, clear the history, spoil trouble. Once again, this is After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude on KPFT Houston. Zydeco Pasale is coming up. It's time now for your PSAs. Push that.
It's Valentine's Day weekend and some lonely hearts are looking for love. Every year, dogs and cats are abandoned for little or no reason. Many of these loyal companions are looking for a second chance with a person who can provide the care and affection they need. During down times, animals contribute to mental health and well-being. Adult cats and dogs who are past those rough years, as well as puppies and kittens, are just waiting to give something back to you. Please consider pet adoption. Friday to Sunday, February 13th to 15th, Houston area animal rescue organizations are hosting adoption weekend events at PetSmart locations around the Houston and surrounding areas. The small fee you pay will help support animal welfare efforts, and you'll get a friend for life. Again, that's the Second Chance for Love Adoption Weekend, this Friday through Sunday, February 13th to 15th, at PetSmart locations around town. This is commercial-free, listener-sponsored Pacifica Radio, KPFT Houston.
Let's jam in the international style on Music Beyond Borders every Tuesday and Thursday from 2 to 3 p.m. KPFT Houston, Texas, 90.1 FM, 89.5 in Galveston.
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.